Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Yo, what's up? And welcome to a very special Thanksgiving edition of Balls Deep Sports. Of course, the premium sports podcast on the Blackout Tips premium network. I'm your host, Rod. And of course, I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Jay Lemon. What's up, dog?
Oh, I changed my name, man.
Oh, okay. My bad.
It's all right. Jay Chilius Lannister.
Up to Jay Cosby. What's up, dog?
I am out here raping these. Wait. Are we recording?
Yeah, we recording.
Oh, never mind. I can't say that. Okay. You know, have me liable.
Where's your PR people, sir?
Charlotte.
Statute of limitations ain't up yet?
Nope.
Okay. We also have another guest for at least another about hour and 40 minutes. Before she has to go get her massage on.
Yeah, so I mean, y'all can hang, but I got to go.
But it's Karen. What's going on?
How y'all doing?
Glad you could join us on this pre-Thanksgiving Balls Deep Sports.
I got to get rubbed on for that turkey get rubbed down.
Hey, you know, we're doing this a bit early, you know, so not as much news has happened in the last few days. But it won't stop us from talking about, you know, different stuff that's happening. We did get a comment last week, to play, but first, gotta play the song. Cause, you know, we always play the song.
How deep?
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dad.
I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I want to have sex with a personality. Dry hump her positive traits. Give a pound into her feelings. Make her south mouth salivate. Hey Tyra, are you listening? We're not talking, just the tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Huh. Sorry to hear that.
With your whack ass Instagram page.
We're talking about balls deep in love. That's right. It's time to go balls deep into sports this week. Starting with our first comment. We didn't have any emails this week. Maybe because it's a short week.
People didn't have time. Caught them off guard.
Prince LeRon says, the malice at the palace, talking about episode, episode 78, the malice at the palace. The malice at the palace is my favorite sports memories of all time.
Damn. Yeah. Violence? You like that violence, boy?
Yeah, cause for a lot of people, y'all gotta remember, for a lot of people, we wasn't around doing the NBA when they used to like brawl all the time. Like they changed a lot of those rules and regulations in the early 80s cause it wasn't nothing for them to like beat each other's ass mid court and all that shit all the time. So, most of us grew up in a generation where this never really happened. So for us, it was like, oh shit, this is like, I'm actually seeing this. It's kind of a different versus you watching the old black and white video.
I still don't know if it's my favorite sports memory though. Like it's so many other things. Like when the Super Bowl shuffle came out by the Bears that I remember. I remember that series of LA and Indiana and Jalen was out there killing, going back and forth with him and Kobe. Mm-hmm. You know, Shaq was dominating. You know, it's so many other things.
Yeah. This is up there with one of my favorites though. It's up there near the top.
It's good, but I don't know about.
I just remember calling so many people.
like people reactions. I think for a lot of people, they will remember those things, but for most of us, I was a child. Like when a lot of that stuff happened, I was small. I ain't give a fuck about the shuffle or none of that shit. You know, I'm just speaking for me personally. So for me, like to the point where I can remember it and remember where I was and my reaction and my response, this has to be higher up on my list. And it wasn't something some old person told me, like a hand-me-down story.
Yep. That Bulls versus Portland. playoff series. Mm-hmm. I remember all good.
Yeah, I mean, but I gotta say, you know, for me, this is one near the top, man.
Like, you know, y'all are kind of
fucking them fans up.
Y'all are kind of ratchet.
Yeah, well, you know, for me, man, what was so cathartic about it was the fact that so many fans had turned against the NBA at the time.
Right.
And had convinced themselves that they were superior to the players on the court in every fucking way. And they were calling them thugs and all these negative things that they were saying to people and shit. And it was actually really cool to see them get their ass whooped like, just get that entitlement beat the fuck out of you. You shouldn't be throwing cups at people. You shouldn't be challenging people to fights. You need to stay your ass on the sideline in the chair like you're supposed to, and let the real men handle their shit on the court. You know, so I enjoyed it.
Me too.
Prince LeBron goes on to say, firstly, the Pistons and Pacers were the best teams in the East. The Pistons beat them in the Eastern Conference Finals in the year before. They secured that last game with that Tayshaun Prince block on Reggie Miller. So the game was important.
Where's Prince LeBron from?
Huh?
Where is he from?
I don't know. When Ron jumped into the stands, I went berserk. I had my mouth open the whole damn time. I couldn't get in touch with any of my homeboys to tell them to watch. But back in the day, ESPN used to re-air the first game of the night at about 2 a.m. I stayed up and turned to the game at the fourth quarter. I went and woke my brother up so we could watch it together. And the second showing was better because they had more camera angles. Lastly, here's a fun fact. The fat guy in gray that was dragging Fred Jones was Ben Wallace's brother. Yep, he was whooping Fred Jones' ass, too. I was like, I see why Ben tough. You been taking these ass whoops his whole life? No wonder he be getting all the rebounds.
Oh, he gonna get them.
Like, this is easy compared to what he grew up having to deal with.
Yeah, he like, oh yeah, all I gotta do is take these, do this, okay.
And he saved so much money not getting his haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wonder how much, like on average, how much those other guys spent getting their hair done compared to him.
Yeah.
On that team. Rip Hamilton, you know, $100 a week on them braids.
Right. Meanwhile, he just showing up looking like buckwheat.
Yep.
Like the buckwheat lifted weights. So we also had our pick'em for last week. Gotta talk about that.
Well, I appreciate the comment though, Prince Laurent.
Yeah. Wherever you from.
I just wanted to feel it's from that area.
So last week's picks, I got 12 right. Strong, I says.
I got 10.
I got 11.
Oh, you got 10, right? Karen got 11?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So this is like the first week in a long time that I've been the leader of the pack.
Well, you know, you had to account for my picks like Washington.
No, I don't have to do anything.
But I account for it.
Yeah, you can account for that bullshit.
Like, I'm gonna pick them every week. I hope y'all not basing my Washington pick off. Like, oh, let me go with Washington. JP.
In week 12, man, like the highest was DB Ghost Jam, who got 14.
Woo.
I got 12.
I mean, he got that Thursday night game right too then, probably.
Yeah, and then, of course, that means the overall leader is now HC or Web underscore 04. So Ghostface Killer, Big C83. Is second, and Cameron B. Yes, Cameron B is third. and it's tight at the top. 117, 117, 116.
I bet you the difference is like, you know, at the bottom how you like guess the score? I bet you that's probably the breaker.
Yeah, it must be, man. Well, you know, Black Zag's up there. Karen's near the top, 114. Woo! So, yeah, y'all, you got some ballers. You got some prognosticators up in here. Let's look at last week though and see why I was smarter than most of y'all. Of course, I started with one in the hole, that Kansas City Chiefs Oakland game.
Me too.
But then I got Cleveland over Atlanta, thanks to Mike Smith and his terrible time management.
You got that one right, because I picked Atlanta.
Yeah, he called another fucking timeout in a scenario where he should have let the clock run out. They had like, I think it was like, they had the ball. It was like third and something, and the clock was running, and he called timeout. Then they called a play where they threw a pass to the sideline. Of course, that didn't connect, so the clock stop running again. Then they kicked the field goal and they went up three. No, they went up one. But because they had stopped the clock, Cleveland had three timeouts left when they got the ball, went down the field, and got a 39-yard field goal.
Hey, you know, when Cleveland, when I found out Cleveland won, it really didn't matter what other picks I got right or wrong, just because Cleveland won. Like, you pick Cleveland and they actually win.
Yeah.
You know, Cleveland normally is such a letdown for most of the people that support them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm sure a lot of people was happy as well. But you almost was going with Atlanta.
Yeah, almost. Almost. The Bears beat the Tampa Bay Bucks. I got that right.
Me too.
Think everybody should have.
Sorry, Shirley.
I missed the Texans who lost to the Bengals. I remember almost not picking them because I was like, I wasn't sure if Foster was going to play. He didn't. And because I have integrity, I just left my pick what it was on Friday. But, wish I had changed it.
Is that integrity or right. Just...
That's integrity,
foolishness.
Man. Integrity, dog. I want people to know what I picked on the show and not be like, oh, this nigga lying. He said he was going to pick Texas, and then this nigga said he got that one right. Detroit Lions played the New England Patriots. Of course, I took the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
That was easy.
Yep.
Green Bay Packers beat Minnesota.
Man. Yep.
They only won by three, though.
Right.
Man, relax, y'all. Just relax. A lot of people looking real nervous right now.
Yeah, that black athleticism for Minnesota's quarterback Bridgewater was helping.
Hey, I think this is one year you really can't look at the NFL and be like, this team definitely going to the Super Bowl and they probably going to win it.
Right now you have no fucking idea.
Yeah, I don't trust anybody's record.
Right.
Yeah, last year you kind of could. Like last year you kind of knew Denver was going.
Yeah.
This year, the way they've been playing the last few weeks and with Aaron Rodgers, for Green Bay, you just don't know.
Tennessee Titans lost to the Philadelphia Eagles 43-24.
They got their ass whooped. Yeah. I picked Tennessee to win that game.
That game started out early as an ass whooping and never let up.
Never.
And then I had my tight end on the bench because I thought it was sitting out another week.
Delaney Walker. Yeah, he
put up 18.
Game. Beast game.
Man, 100 is like 43 yards.
Mm-hmm. On your bench.
Yep. It wouldn't have helped anyway. I still would have lost that game. But but still.
Well, sometimes the ass whoopings keep on coming. The Jacksonville Jaguars lost to the Indianapolis Colts, of course. Mm-hmm. But in this game, Andrew Luck and the offense did look like shit. They won the game, but it just didn't feel comfortable the whole game.
Mm-hmm. But Jacksonville was like, I mean, we trying to let them win. Mm-hmm. Why are they not get with the program? We don't want to win this game because Jacksonville obviously wanted the lottery pick again. They want the number one lottery pick.
Yeah, they're like, what we got to do that y'all so y'all realize that we want y'all to win? Y'all, you know, Andrew Luck, 253 and one touchdown his first game that wasn't 300 yard in like eight games, he would have tied or maybe even won the record from Drew Brees for most 300 yard games in a row. Didn't get it.
Yep.
They let Trent Richardson score a touchdown. I mean, this is a bad day all the way around for Jacksonville.
Hey, look, and they was like, look, Oakland fucked around and lost and won a game. They was like, oh, we definitely not winning any more games for the rest of the year.
Yeah. So
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Jacksonville, like, we just need to keep going at this 1-15 pace.
Yep.
We'll be good to go.
Show the people we tried.
Mm-hmm. Now, y'all hurry up and throw this touchdown. The St. Louis Rams lost to the San Diego Chargers. I got that right.
Me too.
That was only 27-24, though.
That was a close game.
The Rams are so competitive for a 4-17. They be in every game. And if it's a good team, they'll fuck around and beat them.
Trick plays, man. Like it's like they spending the whole year working on trick plays for next year.
If Jeff Fisher's team wasn't so sorry, like, you can make an argument he should be coach of the year. Lost both of his quarterbacks, really.
It's the Michael Sam curse, man.
Mm-hmm.
Till you do right by him.
The Seattle Seahawks beat the Arizona Cardinals 19-3. Drew Stanton is not the quarterback Carson Palmer is, and it was never even close. I knew this coming into the game, so it was not. I was never nervous about this.
Yeah, a lot of people was like, nope, Arizona got a chance.
Yeah, because they 9-2. Like, are y'all watching how they got the, they were 9-1. No, they were 9-2. I was like, are y'all watching how they got the 9-2? Like, it ain't really pretty. The Denver Broncos barely beat the Miami Dolphins 39-36.
Highest scoring game.
Another crazy ass, like, what's going on? Are these fools about to lose? Like, the whole game, they were down. It was looking like they was about to take an L. And the Dolphins somehow ended up blowing it at the end, letting Peyton Manning come back and get four touchdowns and win the game.
It's the type of game where you'd be like, Tannehill should keep his job when really he shouldn't.
Right. Mm. It's like, really, it's that last int that does it, but you keep thinking about the three touchdowns he threw, so you're like, oh, he played pretty good.
Yep. And then when you look back later, you just look at the score and be like, oh, well, Tannehill had a close against Peyton Manning. Like, you know, he... Mm-hmm. You know, if he can compete against Peyton like that, then definitely he should keep his job.
Ignoring all the other previous games.
Demaryius Thomas went off in this game, too.
Didn't he, though?
Three touchdowns, 87 yards, 10 catches. They even let Wes Welker get a pity touchdown.
like oh, sickly man.
Like, Tannehill threw a pick or something, and then or Miami fumbled or some kind of turnover. And then they just, that like, the Denver Broncos pretty much had the game. Like had like a 10 to go 10 yards to score. They threw it to Wes Welker and put him up two scores. It was crazy.
That's his first touchdown of the year too, isn't it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Man. They was like, go and get you some, yo, big helmet ass nigga. The 49ers beat the Redskins, but we all knew this would happen.
Oh yeah.
All of America said Washington is done.
I thought Washington was going to win the game.
Oh, they're going to be done now because RG3 ain't playing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's not playing anymore?
That. We'll talk about it. I got some articles. The Cowboys beat the Giants. I got that right, too.
Mm-hmm, me, yep. Too.
They only won by three with Eli playing like shit. Because ODB, Odell Beckham, this nigga caught everything.
Right.
God damn, he caught everything. It's like anything they threw in his direction, it was getting caught.
Game of his life for an L.
For an L, man. Like, I see, did you see the memes, the one that had him doing that catch, and they was replacing the ball with different stuff.
I only saw the one. I saw the one with sperm. Like, he was blocking the sperm.
Yeah, I saw that. No, there's one where he was catching an L. That's the best one, dog.
That is.
That was, and it said something like all that just to catch an L or something like that. I was like, damn, that's, I know that hurt so bad, but it was, he, like, they celebrated him on SportsCenter. Definitely his coming out party, man. And you know, you really got to give it to Eli Manning. There's never been a quarterback in my lifetime who throws more hard to catch catches. Mm-hmm. Passes than Eli Manning, and his players go get him, but like, he is routinely known for, like, they have to make a spectacular catch or they can't catch it at all.
Correct. Yep.
Winning Super Bowl catches.
Yep, the Super Bowl joint, all the shits to Victor Cruz.
Yep.
It's like he don't even know how to catch a normal catch. Like, it's always got to be like, oh, that's like, it's going out of bounds. Oh shit, Victor Cruz.
Peyton Manning for years was looking at his roster like, really? This what you doing, Eli?
Yeah, I never throw in a triple coverage, and this motherfucker getting away with it.
Really? Like, you got all these great receivers, and this how you playing? Last few years, looking at him like, really?
But, yeah, man, the Giants end up losing that pitch, man. Like, after everything they thought they was doing right, they end up giving the game away.
Yeah, and I said this on Twitter, and I meant this. Why aren't people upset about how shitty Eli Manning has been playing and not questioning should he sit his ass down? But every time fucking Cam Newton get out there, everybody's questioning should he sit his ass down. He's a lot better quarterback.
He don't have rings, though. And he not white.
The Buffalo Bills couldn't practice all week because of the snow. Yes. So they moved a game to Detroit, and they played at 7 o'clock on Monday night. They still ended up beating the Jets, who had a chance to practice, flew to the game.
But I was so mad about this because I picked the Jets.
They beat the Jets 38-3 like it was nothing. I picked the Buffalo Bills, of course.
I did, too.
And I picked the Jets because I knew they hadn't practiced all fucking week. They hadn't seen each other. Mm. They out playing in the snow.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Playing in the snow.
Like, they out snowboarding and doing, like, all types of other shit that they shouldn't be doing.
Yeah. And they had so much goddamn snow that they told their fans, hey, if y'all can come out here and help us shovel this tons of snow out of our motherfucking stadium, we'll pay you $10 an hour, plus give you free tickets. And maybe I'm the dumbass, but it goddamn snows up there. What's wrong with putting a roof over your football's fucking stadium?
Mm-hmm. That make too much sense, Kerry.
Yeah.
Listen, it was so much snow, and they had so much time on their hands that they was out snowing random people's yards, snow plowing, getting the snow out of their way so they could go to work. Mm-hmm. So regular people could get up and go to their regular jobs. That's how much free time they had.
And these niggas still, and they still won.
And they whooped the Jets ass
right. Like it wasn't even fair.
They're probably mad on him motherfucking doing this goddamn snow and beat the fuck out of somebody when I get out.
And I realized Vic was like, oh, I'm done playing. I've done just enough to secure myself another year. But if I keep winning, somebody might want me to start, and that's not what I want.
Oh, no, he ain't about that starting life.
Michael Vick went 7 for 19, 76 yards, 4 yards of pass was his average. Took an int and took 5 sacks for 30 yards. Now, that's a dude that clearly is trying to lose. You know what I mean? Like, that's a dude that's basically like, man, how can I fucking lose this game so that I don't have to worry about this shit ever again? It won't look like I'm tanking. But we all know that I'm tanking.
Yep. That's because Gino, you healthy, right? Gino healthy. He looked at Gino and was like, man, you trying to play today?
Yeah. Why don't you get out there and give it a try?
And he looked at coach like, you going to put Gino in? And coach was like, nope. And Vic was like, what the fuck else I got to do?
Right. Maybe if I get out there and throw some picks and some interceptions, take 5 sacks, you know, maybe I can get out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do know it's Thanksgiving holiday coming up. I got shit to do. Mm-hmm. You already done moved the game back a day.
Meanwhile, Percy Harvin ain't had a good game since that first. Like, he like an ex that went out and had one good date and then back to being sorry. Just sorry as shit.
You missing Seattle now, huh?
Mm-hmm. I bet he be looking out the window at them Seattle scores, putting his hand up to the glass. Like, oh. Hey. I used to be part of that.
Hey, and then, you know, Marshawn Lynch back in Seattle, mm-hmm. looking all angry and shit. And, you know, Russell hitting him up like, you sure you want to go there with him?
Right.
You sure you want to go hang out with your niggas?
Right.
You don't want to hang out with these Toms.
You don't like talking to nobody. Why don't you go over there and not talk to them Jets?
Mm-hmm. You sure you don't want to hang out with us Toms? You sure now?
Your back already hurt, you old ass nigga.
You sure?
Don't get up too fast. Don't get up too fast.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hurt your back. Don't get up too fast. Okay. But yeah, he's been subpar ever since that shit, man. Like, Percy Harvin is just, you know, might be suspect, bro.
Yeah, because the system can make you look good as well as make you look bad.
True.
And it's clear that system was making him look real good.
Yeah, even if you really ain't.
I mean, and it was like his whole thing was they hold me back, but I mean, you can't have that excuse. They traded for you and they want to give you the ball. The last game, you got 1 catch for 2 yards on 5 targets.
Cause ODB catching everything come his way.
Catch the week before that, you got 3 catches on 5 targets for 23 yards. And then you had the one good game, 11 for 129. Yep. So, I mean, shit, what's new? Like,
and AJ Green got Dalton passing him the ball, catching everything. So what's your excuse?
All right. Maybe you're not as good as you thought you were, dog. Stop trying to fight everybody. And then of course, we have the Ravens and the Saints. And I had the Saints.
Me too.
I was wrong.
All of America had the Saints.
Yeah. The Ravens whooped that ass.
That running back had to come out for the two.
Yeah, nobody wants to win the NFC South.
Nope.
The Panthers took the week off. Jacksonville lost. I mean, sorry. New Orleans lost. Tampa Bay lost.
Mm-hmm.
And the Falcons lost.
Correct.
It's like, what the fuck, man? Y'all niggas don't want to.
What, the Panthers gonna come back and be in first place again? Right.
They could win the division and be in the playoffs.
Right.
Yep. Like y'all, all while criticizing Cam.
I'll take that.
Yeah, if he manages to pull that off, man.
He won't get any of the credit, though.
Nah, he won't. Of course, in fantasy football, as per the huge, I won again. I beat the shit out of Letty Mae Daniels' lips.
Now, see, it's all because domestic violence awareness month is over.
Domestic violence awareness month.
I made everybody aware of that domestic violence.
Oh, Lord.
118.9 to, like, 77.2. I'm sorry, Terry Daly. I had to do you like that. But, you know, you don't bring that weak shit to my house. I don't know what you thought was going to happen with Josh McCown. Trying to bring it to old Rod. But that's not how we get down here. You know, I didn't even have my best game. I mean, I actually left a lot of points on the bench. I left Alfred Morris on the bench. Should have started him over Trey Mason or Andre Ellington. I left, Eli Manning on the bench, who had a better game than Russell Wilson. And I left, Hawkins on the bench and Fred Jackson on the bench. So, you know, it could have been worse, so you should count your blessings. technically, the people on my bench could have beat your starters. So, and the people on my bench didn't have a kicker, so, or defense. So, you know, hey, but good try. Good try, buddy. Keep your head up. Don't give up on yourself, man. Don't ever give up on yourself. It can happen to anybody. You're 2-10, but that doesn't mean you're a loser in my heart. You're still a good person.
Mm-hmm. It's not your fault, Terry. And, it's his fault.
And next week is like the last week of the regular season. So
Everybody
better get their shit together, man. Playoffs about to start.
Oh, I'm not making playoffs in nobody's leagues.
Oh, Karen. Yeah.
I'm terrible.
Yeah. You've been slacking
I'm
this
terrible
year.
In all of the leagues.
Yeah. I've noticed you've been slacking. You don't listen to your fantasy football podcast no more. You don't do waivers. You haven't tried to make any trades. I noticed. I didn't say nothing.
A lot.
Yeah. You 6-6. Right now,
record still better than mine. 5-7.
Oh, that's the one. I think that's the best record. That is my best record.
Yeah, and Justin's 5-7 in this league. He had 165 points last week though.
Oh yeah, I whooped that ass.
Good grief! Who did you, Black Rob? Jeez, yep, Black.
All
Black
that shit he was talking.
Black and Blue Rob. You know what I'm saying?
let me put these light skinned hands on him.
Tony Romo had 32. C.J. Anderson had 27. AJ Green, Demaryius Thomas, Anquan Boldin. God damn. Your kicker had 20.
Yes.
God damn.
Shit.
How your kicker get 20? What was he kicking all the way across
the... Hey, he
played
for Philly. They kick field goals. They believe in kicking them field goals.
Black
he
Rob.
He kicked the cross from one side of the field to the other.
Yeah, Black got robbed. He got mugged.
And then I still had 1.1 from Frank Gore.
Yeah.
on my bench. He's looking terrible. Real suspect.
He's so bad. Why do they keep letting him play? Just put the young boy in. But yeah, that was an ass whooping, in that league. And, I won't even talk about the regular league, which I also, of course, coincidentally, took an L in. So
I need some help in the other league.
Yeah, I haven't even looked at the playoff standings. But let's see if the playoffs, do they have the projected playoff bracket?
Which one are you in?
I'm in balls deep, projected playoff bracket. I would be playing. I'm only third in this league. I would be playing the Fighting Stack Jacks week one of the playoffs.
And I don't get the bye weeks for the first one.
The first two seeds get the bye weeks because I made it six people instead of four. If I made it four, we would play one more week. But then I think, or maybe we wouldn't. But whatever it would be, like playoffs would just be two rounds.
Yeah, four would be less people.
Yeah, so. I like six because it's like shakes it up a little bit, bigger chance, you know, maybe for an upset, keep people motivated.
True.
Throughout the whole year to keep trying.
Right, because you got more people.
Yeah. And number six, the Fighting Stack Jacks. And Michael Sam's Club is number five. Number four, Cry Me a Philip Rivers. Number three, Ferguson PD. Number two, Assless Chaps. And one, Michelle Minion. So we'll see what happens.
League is this? This is the best ball.
Michelle been kicking ass. Michelle been kicking ass all season.
Mm-hmm. Just did not let down for 1 minute. And in the other league, let's see. Look at the standings here. And let's see. Projected playoff bracket. I'm number three in this one as well. Let's see.
I moved from 2 to 4.
Oh, for some reason, I only got 4 people in this joint.
Oh, probably because your settings. They're probably not set the same. Remember, they're not identical.
What the fuck?
You might want to change the settings.
How do I do that? I don't know how to change. Hold on. League. This is probably a terrible time to do this.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to, let's see. Where's, I don't even see where it says playoffs. Basic settings, maybe? Head to head, roster scoring.
Yeah, it has to be something.
Schedule? Maybe under schedule? Playoff teams. Okay, edit that. All right. So, playoff teams. Oh, it only let me pick 4. Oh, that's because it's. Okay, let me fix this. 6. That should fix it. And it should. I think it. If I do this, I think it won't matter what your division is. All right, so if I go back to standings now and I look at the projected playoff brackets, did that fix it? Yeah, there you go. All right, so now it's 6 people in it. As 6 is MFN Bootleg Fireworks. 5 is Tween McGuire. 4 is Justin. 3 is me. 2 is Aesop Drake Tears. And 1 is Pissed Off for Greatness. So, that should fix all the stuff with that. So, all right, man.
And you and I play each other in both the leagues this week.
We do?
Yep.
Again?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm going to beat that ass. This
same
time.
Thing happened last time. ass whooping. I whooped his ass, y'all. I am going to whoop his ass next. And we going for Thanksgiving. I'm going to be the Pilgrims. He's going to be the Indians. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord.
That's what I'm talking about. I didn't even know we was playing each other. Let me see what the projections is. Pretty sure it's going to say I'm supposed to win by a lot. Let's see. actually, it's close. And I'm down. 134 to 137. You supposed to win this time. Justin, man, good luck, bro.
If my team do what they supposed to do or better.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm now going by my own personal calculations. I'm predicting the ass whooping.
But now, have you adjusted your roster yet, though? Like, that's
I don't know. I think so.
I need to look at mine before tomorrow.
Yeah, I think I've started all the people I want to start. Yeah, I think I got a lot of other options. I think I'm starting who I want to start. I believe in my team. All right. Let's go ahead and get into these.
You didn't pick next week's.
Fuck, you absolutely right. Give me a second.
We only picked one of the Thursday games.
yeah, I forgot. It's last week, you know, we always try to pick like the Thursday games, but I realized when we got, I remember I was talking to Justin, I was like, wait a minute. Ain't it 3 Thursday games next week?
Well, goddamn.
We only picked one of them.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was 3.
This new to us working ahead. You know what I mean? Yeah. We
used to doing it on the fly.
Yeah.
That's right. Cause, Thanksgiving, I ain't think about that shit.
The Eagles play at the Cowboys. Of course, I will take the Cowboys.
Hold on.
I'm taking
Chicago okay. with the Lions.
Yeah, with the Lions. We did that last week.
Oh, okay.
You didn't make a pick. I picked the Lions, in that one. But I feel like picking the Bears now since it's been a week. And I don't know. Both those teams look so
shitty. Stafford, man.
Aren't they both
it's
terrible?
Matt Stafford.
Yeah, they both look terrible.
I'm going
though.
Chicago.
They got Forte, but they quarterback sorry too.
Damn these sorry teams. I would hate to be a fan of one of these teams.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford, man. He got the strongest arm in the league, but plays the worst.
I'm going to go Lions because they got the best defense, but I don't feel good. Mm-hmm. I don't feel very
That's
good
up in the air. Either one of them teams cool.
Who you picking, Karen? Who you picking?
The Bears.
All right. Mm-hmm. The Eagles play at the Cowboys. Give me the Cowboys. Both teams are 8-3. This is for the division.
It will be the first game. No, this is still November, so yeah, Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
It's close to December, though.
Yeah, you get to December.
Yeah, I say after Thanksgiving is when the swoon will start. The 49ers are playing the Seahawks in San Francisco. Give me the Seahawks.
49ers.
Seahawks.
Karen's going 49ers.
Hey, Kaepernick been looking suspect all season, man. Just no improvement, not even staying the same. It's like he declined.
Yep.
After that, you can blame it on the contract, or you can blame it on that Miami incident. But
he's a light skinned RG3.
Something definitely changed about him.
The Cleveland Browns play at the Buffalo Bills.
I'm going Cleveland. Buffalo.
Karen's going Buffalo. Justin's going Cleveland. I'm going to go Buffalo then.
Josh Brown. What's his name? Gordon?
Josh Gordon is back.
Did he do last week? I wonder if anybody started him.
He did good. I'm sure somebody started him because they've been holding on to him for 17 weeks. Probably out of the playoffs. they probably 2-10 talking about some, oh, I got him back now. And they probably still lost last week. That's a good point. I wonder who has him. I think it was, wasn't it our boy, Dr. Dostax? Don't Dr. Dostax got him?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure Dr. Dostax has him.
Had to go to players.
Yeah. Check out his team. Cause I think he said he made this big deal about holding on to him. And I was like, what's it gonna matter if you like, unless you good at other positions, like you just holding on to this nigga for no reason. And that's if you don't do drugs again. You know, it is. Let's see. Yeah. Gaming and then some. So Sterling got him in our one in this league, it seems. So that's that. Michael Sam's
Sterling.
Club.
Yeah, Sterling got him.
He's 6-6 in fifth place. And he finally got, it worked out for him.
This upcoming week, too.
It worked out for him, you know.
He had 120 yards last week.
Yeah. So Sterling might be on to something. He figured out a way to stay in contention long enough and then get this dude back. And that's a pretty major weapon to have going into the playoffs.
Because I feel like it's because you just changed the settings on how many teams can get in.
Oh, you're right. He wouldn't have been. But, hey, but you know what? Six is what it's supposed to be. So it's
six
cool.
is fair, too.
Tampa Bay Bucks. Cincinnati Bengals, give me the Bengals, even though I hate Andy Dalton. I just can't picture the Bucks beating nobody. Tennessee Titans. Oh, wait, what are y'all picking? Y'all not saying
Bengals.
Bengals.
Okay. AJ and Sanu all day.
Yeah, sorry, Shirley.
Tennessee Titans at the Houston Texans. I gotta take the Houston Texans. They need to win more. And the Tennessee Titans lost to the Eagles so bad.
Tennessee's so trash.
Yeah, beat Houston.
They wasting that great ass tight end they had on their team.
I know.
He been killing all season.
Delanie Walker.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The Washington Redskins at the Indianapolis Colts.
Colts.
Yeah, what I hate to pick against my boy.
Can't even see the green.
But you said RG3 not playing this week, Karen?
Mm-mm.
Nope. Oh, we might win then. I'm going to go Washington.
There you go.
Y'all thought I was going to pick something different.
Nope. You like Poppy. Why do we even pretend? C or no? C. The Rams play the Oakland Raiders in St. Louis. I'm going to go with St. Louis.
I feel like this is a game Oakland will win.
I know.
Because St. Louis should be, like you already said, their record should be better than what it is.
Way better, but they keep losing the sorry teams and beating the good ones.
And Oakland just proved us wrong last week.
Yeah.
But did you see that penalty they got at the end of the game?
Yeah, man. That was so dumb. They was celebrating like shit, man.
So for those that didn't see it, it was towards the end of the game, and Oakland was winning, but Kansas City had the ball and was going downfield and getting ready to, and scoring, trying to score. And they got a sack. But after the sack, they were celebrating 20 yards on the wrong side of the play, away from the ball. Oh. And Kansas City was in a huddle. They was getting ready to hike the ball. So they got a penalty for that. And putting Kansas City closer to scoring position. This is like, what the fuck? They don't want to win.
Dude, they were celebrating so fucking hard. They had like choreographed shit. The lineman was all like, you know, YMCA. And all this shit. And then these motherfuckers was like doing the quick huddle so they could get another playoff. And they look back like, oh, damn, that is right. We playing an NFL game. He didn't even get back in time.
Now, mind you, they got two players on the wrong side of the ball, right?
Right.
So it's 11-9 at this point.
Right.
How Kansas City don't score a touchdown?
But here's the thing. I was thinking about it. I think they blew the whistle. Because if you snap the ball with them on your side, they just blow the whistle.
But don't you, isn't it like a free play still?
Nah, it's only a free play if they do that thing where someone jumps right before the snap.
Yeah.
Oh. And then you hiked it already before they could blow the whistle. But if they just sitting on your side of the field, they just blow the play dead. And here's why, because I was thinking about it. Here's why you got to do it.
Oh, yeah, you get hit from the back.
Yeah, somebody can just run up and kill your quarterback. Like, fuck him then. Like, I would do that on purpose.
Yep, but I thought they still would have, like, let me throw this quick lob and see what happened.
Nah, because they blew it right away. It was like, tweet, like, right away, as soon as they lined up and shit. All right, Carolina Panthers at the Minnesota Vikings. Give me Carolina.
I'm going Panthers, too. And Cam, I trust.
Mm-hmm. I love my team, but I'm going Vikings because Panthers will go out there and be like, everybody like, yeah, they're going to win. Nope.
So you picking against your squad, Cam?
Yeah, I'm only going Panthers because
but Karen a diehard Panther fan though.
But she been picking against them all year.
She's sitting right here now with a Panther blanket on.
Yes.
But she been picking against them all year though. Love her, have you not been paying attention to these?
She ain't been picking against them all
year. Yes, she has. Why do you think she ahead?
They been playing so bad, man.
Yeah, like I thought you been peep game. She in the top five because
she be talking all that shit on the low.
she don't even be talking shit about them. She just be not picking them. She just like no. Nope.
I love you, but like this, I'm the type of fan. Go, I know what kind of team I got. So y'all niggas gonna lose.
How many rushing yards from the quarterbacks gonna be in this game? It's got to be like 1,000 rushing yards just with Cam and Bridgewater running the ball.
They're going to be killing it.
You got two running quarterbacks. It's going to be 5 passes attempted.
Man, these games, the Panthers game has been so ugly, though.
Mm-hmm. That's another reason why I've been picking against them, man.
It's just, I don't even know how you can even.
Yeah, and then the offensive line ain't blocking. Like, it's just fucking frustrating watching the games. I'm like, nope, I will. I love you, but I'm not picking for you to win.
Yep. Cam got more rushing yards than the running backs.
And he's been sacked more than any other player. I mean, any other quarterback, just about.
You got to get rid of the ball.
The Saints at the Steelers. Give me the Steelers.
Get rid of the ball. Who the hell are going to throw it to?
Out of bounds. Yeah, give me the Steelers, too. Saints, you fooled me last week, not this week.
Care?
Steelers.
The Giants at the Jaguars. Damn, I want to pick the Jaguars so bad.
I'm going with the Jags.
Oh, I want to pick them so bad. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do
it. They at home. ODB had the game of his life. I don't think he can do it twice.
But you know what? This is a 3-8 team against a 1-10 team. It's really not that big an upset.
No, yep. It's not.
Give me the Jaguars. Fuck it.
I'm going Giants.
And ODB can ball. I'm not saying he can't ball. I'm just saying I don't think he catches those passes.
But the Jaguars be finding a way to lose every week.
They don't want to win. They don't want to win.
They're like, win? Fuck that. They like smack shit out the L.
Give me Giants. Give me Giants. I can't.
You're right, because they don't really
want
to win.
They don't, man.
And Tom Coughlin does want his team to win.
Yeah, he think he's still playing for his job. San Diego Chargers at the Baltimore Ravens. I'm actually going to take the Chargers.
Ravens.
Yeah. I thought you was about to go with the Ravens.
No, I'm taking the Chargers on this
one. Yeah, I don't trust Flacco.
Yeah, I think people have. I'm just gonna keep picking against the Ravens till I'm right.
But they running back is good though.
Forsett, yeah, yep. Yeah. And the Chargers have played like shit for a few weeks now.
But I don't know. Karen going Ravens. I might have to just pick them just because Karen picking them.
There is no rhyme or reason behind this logic. I hope y'all know this.
You've been getting. Hey, your luck is good enough.
Arizona Cardinals at the Atlanta Falcons. Giving the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
I don't give a fuck if Stanton is a quarterback or not. The Falcons got a win to make me feel bad.
Right.
The Patriots at the Packers.
I might actually watch this game.
In Green Bay. It's at 4:25 start on Fox. On CBS. I'm going to actually take the Patriots.
Yeah, I'm going Aaron. Peyton Manning been throwing ducks. I mean, not Peyton, but Tom Brady, while he's been throwing touchdowns, they still been ducks.
But Green Bay defense not good.
Yeah, but they
offense. How they going to stop the ducks?
They offense still good.
Karen?
I was going to go Green Bay, but I think I'm going to change to New England.
All right. Denver Broncos at the Kansas City Chiefs. Give me the Broncos. Sunday night football.
I'm going Broncos,
too. Who the quarterback for the Chiefs?
Alex Smith.
Is he still quarterbacking?
Yep.
I'm reluctantly going to pick the Broncos.
And, of course, the Miami Dolphins at the New York Jets.
I want
to
pick
the with Geno Smith starting, ready to lead the comeback trail.
Miami.
Give me the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, I'm 24-3.
All right. Now I got 75-2. I'm going to get the Dolphins.
Not 75.
Yeah, 75-2. I don't think that's going to be very close at all. And I guess we should do the Thursday night game for week 14 while we're at it. Cowboys at the Bears. Oh, yeah, that's easy. The Bears. That'll be, I think that official.
I know it's the first game in December.
Thursday, December 4th. Yep. Give me the Bears.
But I'm going Cowboys.
Go ahead. Have fun.
December? Oh, no, no. No. That's when Tony starts. I don't know what happens. I don't know if his diet changes. I don't know. But he's like, fuck it.
I think he got sickle cell. And people just don't realize it.
Tony Montana. It's gonna be more on Murray this year, and Murray is gonna be the difference maker, I believe.
What's gonna be the difference maker?
Murray, they running back.
Oh, DeMarco Murray.
Yep.
Okay.
It's less passes from Tony, more rushes. So, I think you'll see a different Dallas. It's gonna be the playoffs when they're gonna let you down.
Maybe.
Yeah, but sometimes they fuck around, don't even make the playoffs.
They will this year.
I just think
them and Philly.
I just think they need to really take a serious look at his blood and see if he got sickle cell. I mean, think about it, man. It get cold and then they get sorry every year on the dot, man. Like, he just keep, like, all of a sudden his back hurting, man. He throwing them picks, trying to get off the field fast. All right, let's get to our news, man. Dwight Howard, apparently we talked about how that the case was opened up again on him for whooping his kid, but nobody want to talk about it because it's not the NFL. Although I did notice that he had some soreness in his knee and he's indefinitely, he's got an indefinite return timetable right now, and he's getting platelets put into his knee. So, wonder if it could be something more than that.
Platelets put in?
Yeah, like Kobe
that's
had.
That's painful.
Isn't that what Kobe had?
I don't know what Kobe had.
Yeah, he had that platelet joint, man.
Kobe should be experimental out of Europe somewhere. He'd just be back 2 days later. You were like, I thought he had surgery.
Yeah. His kid apparently is having a rougher time than anybody thought. His baby mama, Royce Reed, has also been reported to Child Services.
Oh,
for the Department of Children and Families got a call in February from 6-year-old Braylon School informing authorities the boy had been belted on the back of his neck and leg for using potty words.
But is that from him or from Dwight?
That was from her.
Royce. They called on her, but was it like he spent the weekend with Dwight they just called on her because she's her name on all the documents.
According to the documents, baby mama Royce Reed fessed up. It said she did indeed belt the boy because he dropped the F-bomb in school.
Damn, I'm trying to defend this groupie-ass
authorities
upstanding woman.
Checked out the kid, and there were no obvious marks. She told them she only hit him once with the child's fabric belt. The case was closed out, but school officials spoke with Reed and accused her of excessive force on the child. See, this is why you shouldn't be spending your kids to them white private schools with the white with the white money. Sit in the public school, all the kids beat up. Nobody can tell the difference.
Yep. And they'll look better than everybody else.
TMZ broke the story. Reed called DCF in August saying that Howard belted Braylon badly, and Howard subsequently copped to it. Howard is currently the subject of a criminal child abuse investigation for the incident.
Damn, they just, both of them whooping that poor little boy's ass.
Taking turns.
He don't stand a chance. Can grandmama get him? Well, they learned it from their mamas, so he can't go to grandma's house either.
Here's the problem I have. Can you really be on Basketball Wives talking about your kid can't curse?
Right.
You okay? I learned it from watching you. I don't even know how you can really... I don't even know how you distinguish, who's wrong and who's right there.
Do as I say and not as I do.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's, I feel bad for that little boy. He don't stand a chance in life. Daddy out here beating him and raping little teenage girls, flying them out. He ain't seen his son in years, but you know, he can fly these teenage McDonald's employees out for a weekend.
Leave them kids alone. What are y'all from? Happy Meals?
Oh no, they got room service. They ordered the big burgers with shit on the burger they don't even eat.
I don't even know how to pronounce that.
UNC players apparently whooped the Duke Blue Devils ass in football.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad nobody in Carolina cares about that sport.
Right.
But they whooped that ass, and then they proceeded to vandalize Duke's visiting locker room.
They spray painted it every damn thing.
Yep, that's spray painted all over the room. Tar Heels coach Larry Fedora had to apologize to Duke coach David Cutcliffe the day after the Thursday game, while North Carolina athletic director Bubba Cunningham apologized to Duke counterpart Kevin White. As first reported in the Durham Herald Sun, North Carolina will pay for the thousands of dollars in damage to the walls and carpet in the locker room located inside Duke's practice facility.
That was so stupid. Why they didn't just do something where they could paint over it themselves?
Well, they tried to say it wasn't them, but the words were spelled wrong, so they knew it was Carolina
people. Oh, Lord.
You know, we don't go to class. After North Carolina won its first triumph in the heated rivalry since 2011, players gathered on the field to spray paint the Victory Bell Trophy Carolina Blue, as is customary. But as they took the ball into the locker room, they continued to spray paint, leaving the damage. Fedora and Cunningham issued a joint statement through the school. We would like to apologize to the Duke football program and Duke University for some inappropriate actions at the last Thursday night's game in Durham. Our team took the celebration too far when they were painting the bell, resulting in damage to some of the Duke facilities at Duke. We take full responsibility for our actions. We will be paying for all costs associated with the cleanup. We view this as a rivalry built on mutual respect, and we expect our players to behave better in a way that is more befitting the rivalry.
You're
going to fuck y'all up come basketball season.
No, you don't.
I actually honestly feel like they should suspend some of the players, and they should give them community service time, and they should spend that time redoing that locker room.
Right. If you were serious about that, no. Hold on. Don't pay nobody. These motherfuckers right here that destroyed y'all shit, they're going to clean it up. We're not wasting thousands of dollars unless it's some shit that, you know, they can't do.
Right.
Other than that, they're going to be cleaning this motherfucker up because they destroyed it.
Yeah, don't pay anybody to do shit. Send their ass there and let them do it if y'all really sorry. You know?
Right, that's why I said they're not sorry.
Yeah, I don't think they're sorry either.
Because you're just throwing money at it.
Now, will Goodell suspend them when they get to the NFL for this? Like he did,
right.
Like he did Terrell Pryor.
They won't even get suspended in school. Of course, Goodell ain't gonna do shit.
Of course.
I mean, maybe if they hit some women or something, and they get video of it. Fred Smoot. Speaking of domestic violence,
former Redskin,
ex NFL star Fred Smoot was a star. Okay.
On defense, he was pretty good.
The only time I remember him being a star is when Steve Smith lit his ass up for 200 yards and did that rowing boat when he was playing for the Vikings. He was arrested for domestic violence last week. But there's a twist.
Oh, shit.
TMZ obtained a police report which shows cops were called to his residence around 11 a.m. Smoot's girlfriend told police Smoot pushed her against a wall in the bathroom when she tried to grab his keys to his truck so she could drive it to work.
Sound like stealing to me.
Yeah, sound like he stopped a theft. The girlfriend says he scratched her on the knuckle and the stomach. She also claims Smoot grabbed her shorts and ripped them. Responding officer noted the girlfriend has minor marks to the knuckle and stomach. Her shorts were ripped in the crotch area.
Not the crotch.
He was trying to get some before work. God damn.
We spoke to the girlfriend who tells us he came through the door after me and ripped my boxer shorts. Okay. I see what this is. Them hurt his boxer shorts. Y'all women love to do this. Get over to a man's house. You start wearing his clothes. And suddenly, magically through the transitional laws of the universe, they become your clothes.
They become
now,
your clothes.
Now he ripping your boxer shorts.
I thank God.
I wear your clothes.
Like you do some stuff like, I'm gonna buy you these boxers for your birthday. Next thing you know, you wearing the boxers more than me. But somehow They not mine no more.
Sweatshirts.
Right.
You basketball shorts.
Calling the police on me, talking about he ripped my shorts. Okay. The girlfriend says she ran outside the home and tried knocking on the neighbor's doors.
But, well, hold on.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Also,
brother.
Too, what type of job is she going to in these boxer shorts?
Mm-hmm.
Where is she going to work at 11 in the afternoon?
In his truck.
In his truck. Right. And his boxer shorts. What mm-hmm. job is she going to?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Cause that's a lie right there. Like, it's too many lies in mm-hmm. just that part.
How are we gonna get to the truth with all these lies? We spoke through the girlfriend, who tells us he came through the door after me and ripped my boxer shorts. The girlfriend says she ran outside the home, tried knocking on neighbors' doors, but no one answered. Eventually, she got back in her house, called the cops, and hid in the closet until police arrived.
Her house or his house?
She says her house.
Right.
After the cops arrived, a girlfriend says she went to Smooth's truck, found a half-empty box of condoms, and believes that's why he was trying to keep her out of the car. But, this is set up.
Because I thought he had the keys.
She knew the condoms. She knew the condoms was in there.
I think she did, too.
That's how she started it. Like, oh, let me just go to your car real quick. He was like, no. Let me just go to the car real quick. Let me drive your car to the... Bitch, you'll never drive my truck if you don't get the fuck off of my keys. Get my keys back. Get my keys. And then it got all out of control. And then she called the police and was like, domestic violence. He beat me. But really what happened, she was trying to set him up the whole time to get in the car to find the condoms.
And she probably scratched herself swinging wildly trying to get his keys.
Yeah.
And he was holding them in his hand. You know what I'm saying?
We spoke with a rep for Smoot, who told us the ex-NFL player has no comment and wants the legal process to run its course. But then there was, an update to this, where he's saying she is actually his ex-girlfriend and they broke up a month ago. And she did this as a vendetta to get back at him. He said, yeah, she's a disgruntled ex and that's why she really did it. Now, who knows the truth?
Now, he should be held out of the NFL.
Yeah, unfortunately, nobody, I mean.
Oh, so he get to go to his regular job then.
Yeah, he could just go be an accountant, and that's okay. Here's some pictures of the house. I don't know that these pictures prove a lot. I think, the condoms, like, that's not really evidence. It's like.
They out the pills? What are those?
I also noticed he went through a lot of them condoms. I mean, at this point, you got to ask if you the side chick, if he didn't use all them condoms.
I was going to say, he should just keep them over there. But then I was like, nope, she'll still end up pregnant.
Yeah.
Holes in them condoms.
And then and then it does look like he did damage this door now. That doesn't look like a woman did that. But you can do that.
Unless she hit it with a sledgehammer.
He could have did that after she called the police. Like, God damn it, this bitch called the police.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck, and then just, but it's his door. He can do what he want to do. He redecorating.
Yeah, but then they also have these pictures that says of the injuries. Are these to her? Let's see.
Well, what is she going to do when she need a place to live? Because.
You know what? Now I'm seeing the injuries. I'm actually starting to believe her. I didn't see these pictures at first. But how you get this injury to the inside of your mouth on your own, you know?
Oh.
It looks like something he did. And she definitely red on her neck and her shoulders. She definitely got scratched. It's amazing, man. TMZ be having all the evidence. Oh, nigga, you did it. Let's see what his lie is.
They fucked up with these TMZ sports.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Let's see what these
TMZ sports. Who would have thought about this 10 to 15 years ago that it would be a TMZ sports that actually cover the sports better and give you more information than ESPN? Man,
Michael Jordan wouldn't have won all those rings. It would TMZ sports around because he wouldn't have been on the team.
And, yep. And Michael Jordan wouldn't have the legacy that he has. People have this, because the media has changed so much, people kind of hold Michael Jordan to a higher standard when he's an asshole and his public knowledge he's an asshole, but people just don't give a fuck.
Him, Magic, James Worthy, none of those dudes would be
icons. If you call him an asshole, you get some of your favorite listeners writing into the show and telling you you ain't shit.
Right, because you said he's an asshole.
Just
because
you pointed out what everybody seems to have common knowledge is this dude is pretty active as an asshole in the asshole community.
Right, but they're like, hey, don't fuck up my image of him.
So, Fred Smoot, his defense is she's a disgruntled ex who he broke it off with a month ago, but she's now choosing to fight this out in the media to engage in a campaign to defame Fred and ruin him both personally and professionally.
What does he do for a living?
Yeah, what? Yeah, professionally how?
Because I don't think he's in a broadcast booth.
I'm not going to lie, man. I believe her. At first, I was a little skeptical.
There's so many lies in the beginning.
Not even lies. I actually believe everything she said, except that I think it started really over the fact that she thought he was cheating. And she was trying to get an excuse to get in his car. And then she tried to change it. Like, I just wanted to use his truck to go to work. Like, nah,
not even dressed for work.
Yeah, because why would you wait till the cops get there to be like, see, it's condoms in this truck. Like, nah, just be honest. You knew he was cheating and you wanted to go look his ass up. But I've been hearing about this crossover, but I ain't got to see it yet.
If I was him, he needs to plead that he was stopping a robbery. That's what he needs. He needs to go with that.
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen, but, you know, me personally, I don't know. Comedically, I just kind of draw the line at watching black women get beat up and shit. So I don't even have a joke for it. Just, you know, nigga gotta go to jail.
I'm biased against that.
Mind calling a woman beater, man.
Yeah, he was like, yeah. I mean, just say it. It don't look good for him. I've been hearing about this crossover all week, and it's a visual thing, so y'all can't see it in the chat. But Ty Lawson apparently broke Kirk Heinrich's ankles. So I kind of want to see this. Oh, nigga. Oh, hold up. Rewind.
That was so bad.
Oh.
You need to switch hands with it.
Dog, we can't get a replay?
That's a broken ankle assist right there. And watch Kurt Heinrich.
Dude. Get someone to help out. He hit him with, I'm going back to the 3-point. No, I'm not. Damn. He hit him with that cave hat. Oh. Oh, stay on your feet. All right, sorry about that. I had to see that.
You can put the link in the chat.
Nah, fuck them. They don't get shit. Let me go back and find it. all right, I got it. I'll put it in the chat for you guys. Yeah, a couple people sent that to me this week. Like, look at this. And I was like, what? But yeah, Ty Lawson crossed that nigga up. So Chris Bosh, Rod, and Justin's warnings about playing with LeBron starting to come true. Everybody had jokes for old Boshy Bosh when he said it's harder to play with LeBron than you think.
It probably is really tough.
Boshinated. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to compare it to being hard to play with Kobe, but seem like with a lot of the great players, it is a little more challenging to play with them.
Yeah. Definitely got to ask that on Twitter right now. Go ahead, Karen.
Because this is how I feel. Anybody that is striving to be the best at what they do, they don't bullshit and they don't really play around. They might present it in a certain manner, but for the people close near them, they know that this motherfucker works hard, so we're going to have to work hard too. You're going to have to deal with their ego. You're going to deal with their personality. You're going to deal with their mood swing. Like you're going to have to deal with this person as a whole. And the person, their flaws, their weaknesses, all that. People kind of overlook that bullshit because of the way it's presented in the media. But anybody that's excellent or great or outstanding at what they do, they're going to be some issues with that person. And I don't mean, and it's not always in the bad way, but they're going to push you and it's not going to be easy to work with that person all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And speaking of, before we get too far, Fred Smoot.
Nah, you go ahead, handle your business. We already off to Fred Smoot.
Well, that's what I say before we get too far.
Oh, okay.
Monkey Blood saying that Smoot not looking good and that the woman is all over the local news posting stuff about it and on Instagram.
Yeah, that's where they got them pictures from probably, man. That's why you can't be hitting these women in 2014. Listen, man, it's like I told KT at the Y. You got to stop raping these women, okay? It's 2014. Women got rights now.
Yeah, they do.
Okay. Rape victims got rights. Used to be a time where you could just be like, oh, I was at a party. Everybody was drunk. And then we all had sex with the same chick. And that's just how we get down. Mm-mm. See you on campus tomorrow.
Not no more.
Because he's a FSU fan. I was like, yo, Jameis Winston, they're going to have to start talking to these dudes and be like, no more of this risky ass sex.
Right.
No more.
Unless it's consensual, don't do that.
I know y'all think it's cool, but it's actually turning out that y'all aren't right most of the time. So we're gonna need y'all to stop fucking these women that are like half passed out unconscious. You just third guy in the row, your boy sitting in the corner watching. Yeah, no more of that. Well, that's gotta stop.
This what happened when I did my recruiting visit. You let us do it then. Why we can't do it now?
They're going to have to stop even doing it on recruiting. They're going to have to cut it out as a practice in general.
Correct.
Because it's going to fuck up their money at some point. And I'm not just talking about the players. I'm talking about the schools.
Right. And the school about that money.
Yeah.
The players ain't making a goddamn dime. The school don't want to fuck up their money.
And the same thing with this Fred Smoot domestic violence shit. You can go to Instagram now. You can take, you know, post that shit, send it to TMZ.
Like, y'all ain't listening. Somebody gonna listen. Post. Right. You know what is going viral.
Keep your hands off your woman. Just leave.
Yep. And they say he was working for Fox 5 News, and they have him comment after the games. But he's no longer working with them.
Yeah.
Of course not.
Yeah.
So
he probably lost everything fucking around. Because
he did have a job. Had.
Emphasis on that. So, back to Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh had to sacrifice his game more than anyone else during Miami's Big Three era.
Yes, he did.
And he warned Kevin Love and the rest of the Cavaliers that they were going to go through the same thing. It wasn't a criticism of James. It was recognition that it's tough to go from being a star player to a sidekick. Everybody says they want to win, Bosh told the Bleacher Report. But when you start talking about sacrifice and doing what's right for the team, it's like, wait a minute. I didn't mean that. I want to win, but there's always a conjunction with that. It's never what you think it is, and it's always like your weakest point where you got to do it. He warned Kevin Love that learning to take a backseat to the best player in the world would be extremely difficult and extremely frustrating.
Yes.
After 13 games, it looks like Bosh's prediction was spot on. The Cavs are 6-7, and Love is struggling to find his role in the offense. A year ago, Love was one of the most unstoppable offensive players in the league. He averaged nearly 26 points and got to the free throw line about 8 times per game. He finished the season 3rd in player efficiency rating behind only LeBron and Kevin Durant. This year, his numbers have fallen off a cliff. He's averaging about 16 points and getting to the free throw line 5 times per game. He's taking 6 fewer shots a night and shooting 40%, his worst shooting percentage since his injury plagued 2012-2013 season. Love sounded dejected when talking to ESPN's Dave McMenamin. McNiniman about feeling lost. It comes to a point where I'm just trying to find myself in this offense. It's almost related to when you come into the league. Usually the guys that dominate the ball so much tend to learn a lot quicker than the guys like myself, a big man. So I'm just trying to find different spots in the offense. Like anything, it's going to take time. I'm not worried about it. I'm not mad at all. Don't feel any sort of grudge or anything like that. I just want to help this team. I think I came here to win, and we're going to figure it out. It's still early.
Correct, because it's one of those things where people go, I want to win, but people don't really realize what it takes to win. And sometimes it takes you scoring, and then sometimes it takes you playing defense, and then sometimes it's you putting a pick, and then sometimes it's you being the person to just go foul somebody. Like, you might have to bounce around, and sometimes it takes you doing less for the betterment of the team. And you have to be a person with a special, honestly, especially with the NBA, where everybody is the best of the best, with a special type of ego, to put your ego to the side and put the team purposes and the team goals above your individual goals.
Yeah, I mean, and this efficiency rating shit don't mean nothing to me. And Colin Love, an unstoppable scorer, doesn't really mean shit to me either, because, I mean, they was losing.
Correct.
Like, he's so unstoppable, they can't make the playoffs? Like, how unstoppable are you? But the point being, it's more difficult to play with LeBron than people think, and you got to watch this team, which is much younger, go through it. At least with Bosh and Wade, they went through it at a time in their careers where they had all their professional tools, and they had been playing for a long time.
Right.
They had played on the dream team with LeBron. Like, I think adjusting their games to play with him was easier, and it still took a year or two to gel.
You're right. Versus all these dudes are younger, a lot younger.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm not surprised that it went down this way. I'm not surprised that they're struggling. Kevin Martin got hurt. He's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. I won't be surprised if Andrew Wiggins, start getting more minutes, and we're going to have to start doing them, Kevin Love, Andrew Wiggins comparisons.
Yeah.
Which would be good for my agendas.
And he's been playing good.
And he's been playing good even without the extra minutes.
Yep. So, The other thing is too, and I hate to say this, I really do, but it's still early, but it makes Dwayne Wade look like he really was more of an asset than I thought he was on that Heat team. Cause I never valued his contributions, to their wins, but it's looking like he really, you know, he really was contributing in a big way.
And he was, I've always thought he played his role. The problem was as time went on, he just instantly aged. Like, and old people can't do the shit that they did, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. You just can't. And that's nothing against him. That's just aging.
That and them side chicks, them break babies, well, age up a little bit too. He had spending too much time trying to keep up with his lies.
Yeah. And you know, he, instead of his wife holding down his knees, he got these bitches be like, "Yo, knees, nigga, I ain't worried about your knees."
And the other thing is, you know, we thought Deion Waiters was the problem, but it's Kyrie Irving, cause he's still getting his shots every night. Kyrie not adjusting his game to what's going on. He could be the bigger problem. We thought Deion Waiters would have been the one that's, you know, a lot.
And Kyrie not getting selfish. Kyrie not getting a lot of assists.
Yep. So Kyrie looking like he being selfish with the ball, and we thought it was gonna be Deion Waiters. So.
Well, it's gonna be interesting to see how it goes. I still think the team will be fine overall in the long run, but I just don't think it was as cut and dry, open and close, as people tried to make it sound.
Correct.
Like you just put these players together and all of a sudden they the new dream team and shit.
Because Dwayne Wade wanted them there. Right. Kyrie, like, this my team. You can come play with me. Kind of like that, that whole, that guard for Chicago, Derrick Rose, kind of that same approach.
Well, for the record, I don't know that about Kyrie. I think Derrick Rose was very open about not wanting LeBron there. Mm-hmm. Kyrie Irving, from what I've seen, doesn't seem to have the same ego issues as Derrick Rose or the insecurities, but that doesn't matter. It's your game. Kyrie's game is not based on sitting back distributing. It's attacking the basket, and it's being a playmaker. He's not necessarily a great assist guy. So you can't just put him on the team with the best assist guy since Magic, and maybe Kid, to and just be like, "All right, man, y'all go play." This is not going to work that way. And honestly, Kyrie Irving don't know shit about winning yet. No offense to Kyrie, but he wasn't healthy long enough at Duke. And then every year he's been in the NBA, they haven't won a lot of games. And they've shut him down anytime he got hurt because it was like easier to miss the playoffs and look at next year with a healthy player than to try to struggle through it and fight the good fight and maybe go out in the first round. So they just... He doesn't know shit about winning. So who knows? Like, it's just going to take a long time. It's going to take a while.
It could take a long time. Depending on how much people are willing to adjust.
Yeah. Right. And who's going to get traded and all this shit.
Right.
Karen, were you about to say something?
Right. And also, to me, is going to be, especially when you're dealing with young people, sometimes it's hard to get young people to look at the bigger picture. Like, because LeBron has won, so he's dealing with people, like you said, who've never won, who've never tasted the playoffs, who've never tasted winning rings or any of that stuff. And it's hard to get them to get to the discipline where they literally understand what you're talking about. And most young people are dumb and they don't listen and they think they know every goddamn thing and they have to go through the learning process.
Yeah, I will say, though, Wiggins presents as a kid that he would have fit in better with LeBron.
Yeah, he just wanted to be accepted somewhere and play where he was wanted.
Yep.
And I believe him. I'm actually glad he got traded. Because right now, if this would have been going the other way, where it was taking a while to adjust, they was this same record, they would have been like, "See, this is why you got to trade to get Kevin Love, get Wiggins off the team. He's the problem." You know, it would have been 100% on him, even though LeBron is actually saying that it's on him.
Yeah, but you know what? I would have looked at it differently. You and I probably would have looked at it differently.
We would have, but you know, because other people would have. Like I remember we talked about this, and I was like, when the trade went through, I was like, good, because he don't need to be there under those circumstances, because I was telling, it's gonna be Look at Kevin Love's stat line, because he still would have been putting up 20 something and 13 or 15. Mm-hmm. And then it was going to be, look at Andrew Williams. He only had 13 and 5 last night. You telling me?
If that.
Right. If that. You telling me they couldn't have found a way to get blah, 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 blah. And it would have turned out making him look bad. And it would have ended up trading him under even worse circumstances where it's like, you a failure. Now get out of here.
Yep. But he would have done all the intangible things that helped him stay in the game.
Right.
Or win games.
Yeah, I agree. Let's see. Oh, LeBron says that the issue with the Cavs is that he stinks. It's on him. We got a 4-game losing streak, so I stink. I'm not doing my job. With the Cavs 5-7 playing uninspired and not close to living up to enormous expectations, James offered the blunt critique of his own game Monday at the team shoot-around as they prepared to host Orlando Magic. After a day spent with family and watching football, James, who said called the Cavs fragile following Saturday night's loss to the Toronto Raptors, said he has to do a better job leading the way. He stayed positive, cognizant that if he isn't upbeat, his teammates will follow his example. Mm-hmm. Me being the leader of the team, if I start hanging my head low, then it's going to start going to everyone else. They look up to me. They look to me to make a difference, and I've got to stay positive even through the rough times. And as I've said before, this is not the darkest point that we'll see this year. I've seen dark, and this is very light to me. How much worse do you think it's going to get?
I mean, he played in Cleveland before.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
With Jameson and Booby.
But he said this is not, this is not the darkest point we'll see this year. What else is supposed to happen?
I guess that's the, because the season just started. This is a long-ass season.
Nah, he's starting to realize the personalities, too, of the people he's playing with now.
Again, that's true, too.
All the way different than playing with your homeboys and losing versus playing with cats you just kind of see here and there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Sorry.
And when in Miami, he was playing with his homeboys. Mm-hmm. And when you was losing, you could still sit and be homeboys but have fun. And work on getting better. But when you losing with guys you don't really know and their personality is different than yours, it's like it can get bad. And I think he's seen some things from these guys that he didn't know about them before that he know it can get worse.
Yeah, maybe he's looking forward to the Deion Waiters trade.
So it's like maybe if it's Deion.
Yeah.
I mean, we assume it's Deion because
it's Deion.
Because he was a problem before.
I mean, come on. It's Deion.
But you remember they made that trade. The Pacers made a trade. Who was it? Danny Granger they got rid of. And he wasn't a problem. It might have been Lance they might should have been looking to trade.
Oh, I understand. But come on. Deion Waiters ain't part of the solution. He's a problem. I'm not saying nobody else is a problem. But he definitely the problem. He's not helping. But yeah, I just wonder what he means by darker though. He said, this is not the biggest adversity point that we'll hit. Do I think we're going to get to the finals? I don't know. I don't know what the future holds, but my perspective is not as bad as it may seem. I love that he says, he's lowering expectations for this team ever since he got traded. Like his whole thing has been like, don't try to measure us by what the Heat did.
Right.
Yeah.
Now I don't think people will listen. To be honest.
That's a true statement, though.
But I just like that he's like, look, this ain't going to be like last time. Not one, not two. Look, I don't know how many we'll win if we'll win a game, okay? I don't even know if we'll ever score a point. What I do know is I'm here to help, you know?
And darker could be because they're not insulting each other in the media right now.
Yeah.
You know, they still saying the right things in the media. They keep losing. Them comments will change.
Yeah. James' reference point for dark times is different than any of his teammates. He often cites the 2011 NBA Finals, where he and the Miami Heat squandered a 2-1 lead and lost in 6 games to the Dallas Mavericks at the low point of his career. The collapse haunts James. It's still here with me. I think about it every day. Not the Spurs. Every day at some point, something
that happened. That was the first time they made it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every day at some point, something that happened in that series pops in my head. Damn, son, I got PTSD.
Yeah, the Dirk whip his ass like that?
He got PTS Dirk. All right.
The Jason Kidd put hands on him and women, apparently.
He touching everybody.
Yeah, he's everybody catches some. So, there's been this really heartwarming story about the Cincinnati Bengals, Devon Steele, or Devon Steele, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but he's like the, I think, defensive tackle, who had a daughter who had cancer. She got diagnosed with it. At the time, he was just on the practice squad, and they ended up signing him to a contract so that he would get health care for his daughter. And it was just like a beautiful, heartwarming story. Her name's Leah Steele. She's a beautiful little girl. She's 4 years old. What's so funny?
I read the...
Oh, you already reading ahead? All right. So, his sick four-year-old daughter was honored on the field during the Bengals' 24-3 loss to the Cleveland Browns earlier this month.
They got their ass whooped that game, too.
Yeah. And, you know, the story was so cute and adorable, I didn't even cover it on our show because we're so ratchet. But also, because, you know, I was waiting for the other shoe to drop because... The media never lets you build up anybody that they won't take down, period. So here comes the takedown. Cincinnati Bengals Devon Steele hasn't paid child support in months, says mother of cancer-stricken Leah Hill. Cincinnati Bengals tackle Devon Steele, whose relationship with his cancer-stricken daughter has been the NFL feel-good story of the season, has not paid child support for 4 months, according to the sick girl's mother.
Since the season started?
Not just since the season started, since he's probably been taking care of her, taking her to the hospital.
Right.
Like, why should he even got Rachel a check at this point if he's taking care of her? I'm sure that's what his reasoning probably is. Yes. Not that we know for sure, because, I mean, but it's a family matter and it's very private. It's between two people.
And not that the law cares.
Right. And going to the paper to make it public is kind of fucked up, but... You know, she comes on and says, I don't consider him a deadbeat dad. Smith told the Dallas News on Wednesday, I know he loves and cares for his daughter. He is there for her. I just need him to help me financially. Civil rights.
Then why take it to the paper?
Right. Why get Gloria Allred to represent you? See, when I talked about how Gloria Allred was on.
Yeah, she about that money.
Yeah, like she will, like you, once she comes in the picture, I'm immediately like, starting to smell something fishy here. She represents Leah's mother, delivered a letter to the NFL on Tuesday. To the NFL. Always seeking publicity.
Well, why not to him or his attorney?
Right. Asking the league to investigate if Steele has violated his personal conduct policy by failing to pay child support for the girl.
Damn.
Who was diagnosed with neuroblastoma, a rare pediatric cancer in June. Wow. I don't think it's fair that Devon Steele, who is Leah's father, has refused to pay any child support here for months of August, September, October, and November this year. Smith said in a declaration that accompanied the letter addressed to the NFL Vice President Jeffrey Pash.
And for me, the problem that this is fucking frustrating, because I guess for me, instead of you going to his lawyer, you know, and talking about this, and I guarantee you there's other players who, shit, there's people that's at your queue right beside you right now that haven't paid goddamn child support. Ain't nobody writing their boss man a letter talking about he need to lose his job or they done broke the law. That's dumb.
Ironically, I have dealt with that. Somebody did write in the company. Because they wanted an employee to pay child support. But I'm glad I don't make enough to where it's an issue with my baby mama's trying to contact the black guy who tells it. I don't want him podcasting no motherfucking war.
I mean, you do need to pay child support. I'm not saying, you know me, that you don't and stuff like that. And I feel like there's ways of course people do contact employers, you know, for people to pay child support, but I guess the problem that I have is that this should go through HR. Like, it's other means, not trying to be funny, like, it's other private or means than to just publicly say, here's a letter, nigga pay child support.
I didn't even know this dude had kids. They reached out to us.
Yeah, I mean, he if you like owe child support, pay it.
Kids. He had like five children. I was like, and then... And she did just like what this attorney did. She brought up all the legal shit he had been through and had covered up. We knew nothing about. And we did a background check. We still knew nothing about this stuff. She had copies of the stuff he had been through from when they was together.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, damn, what did you do to her? But yeah, we had to have a meeting.
Yeah, I mean, because, yeah, if that's the case, you could have went through this and just gone as his rages and wouldn't nobody have known. I mean, it's not like the NFL going to be like, no, we not going to give you goddamn money.
He should go ahead and just file for custody. Because he it's not like he's not contributing to taking care of. He's paying hospital bills. He's doing those other things, according to the media that hyped him up, like Rod said. You know what I mean? He should file for custody. But he got to pay that back child support.
Yeah, because he owe it. Like, I don't have a problem with them going after the money or anything. I guess for me, it's just this publicity stunt.
Because paying for hospital bills don't pay for pain medication and other shit she might need on a regular basis.
Well, it sounds like he's taking care of her right now. But it says here, Smith said in her declaration that she is unable to work because Leah's treatment and care require full-time attention, adding that they will be homeless if a friend of her mother had not permitted them to move in with her. Smith claimed that she had to accept food stamps for July through October in order to feed herself and her daughter. Smith and Leah live in Delaware, and Smith said that she has to borrow cars from friends and relatives to take the girl to the Children's Hospital in Philadelphia for treatment. Now, this is one of those things where it's kind of conflicting because, on the one hand, yeah, it's sad that she's in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, it's not his responsibility to support the mother. It's his responsibility to support the child. You know what I mean? And yep. Part of that means that, I think partially that means you shouldn't want your daughter to be doing bad. You shouldn't want the mother of your daughter to be doing bad. And I would like to think human decency would kick in and you would just be like, I can't have the mother of my child living to and fro in a bad situation.
Right.
Not able to keep my kid in a place where she can stay, all that stuff. But at the same time, you know, societal contract that we've signed when it comes to child support is you take care of your kid. So I can see if he was like, actually, I want to sue for full custody or something like that. But his whole thing seems to be like, or at least the way that they're painting it is, I'm not going to help you. Like, I'll help our daughter the way that I can help her with my insurance and all this shit. But as far as you personally, no.
Yep. You know? And what about the other people who have families that they're single mothers that's working and still doing these things? You know, I'm not saying she.
Yeah. What about the other players that weren't as good as him that didn't end up getting called up from the practice squad that never got a. You know, anything.
Right, because the thing is, A, he barely made the team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's number one. And also, I'm sorry to tell you, you can't take care of the child without taking care of the mother. No matter how much you fucking hate her and don't like her, they come as a goddamn package.
Yep.
You know, I'm just sorry. Like they're a combo. You can't be like, well, unless you just say, fuck it, I want full custody. You have to take care of both of them.
Yeah, he just need to go ahead and apply and get it, especially if he doesn't want to contribute to other things. Like, she doesn't even have a vehicle. And I do agree with Rod. Like, she is, those things do affect your daughter.
Right.
Even if it's a used car, you don't have to go buy her a new Range Rover.
I mean, it's complicated is all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like, I don't just side with Gloria Allred and his ex-girlfriend, baby's mother, whatever, just because they're saying something right now.
Yep.
That being, cause I guarantee you the picture they're painting isn't the full picture. Cause Gloria Allred is a fucking snake.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, she does so much for publicity. Why are you going to the NFL and the media with this and not the team?
That's my question.
Cause now it makes it a fight.
Right. It's like you want to embarrass him as much as possible. You want to get him kicked out the team, and all this shit with the whole, like, what about the conduct policy? So if he's not getting a check, or if his contract gets ripped up, cause he's barely on the fucking team, how does that benefit his daughter once he doesn't have health insurance?
Yep. And we know the NFL, it's easier to get rid of you and get somebody else than to deal with a problem.
So it just seems like they, you know, even going to get Gloria Allred to me makes the whole situation suspect on her behalf as well.
Right, and then you cause problems because they be like, we don't need to deal with this cut. And then guess what? You're back to square one. Now you don't have any insurance at all.
Yeah, and he hadn't been in the league long enough to get that veteran check.
And he barely made the team. He was on the goddamn practice squad. So how much, not trying to find out, how much money could he be making?
Mm-hmm. We are unable to take public transportation such as a train because of Leah's low immune system and because of my desire not to not to expose her to others given her medical condition. So only a G6 or a Maybach will be able to get me to the hospital in the style that I'm accustomed to. I always let her say,
I don't say no, they care, they get it.
I need full surround sound in my home.
Bose.
Leah's ears are not able to listen to anything less than the highest quality Bose stereo system. I don't need that.
He needs the best of the best.
I can only get white leather furniture.
I don't like keeping Leah's Pampers in anything less than a Prada handbag.
Oh Lord.
She is very sensitive to regular leather, and she's gonna need some custom leather.
It needs to be extra soft.
Aura's letter says still has paid some child support in the past. The letter also says Smith has a family law attorney who recently demanded that Steele immediately pay his outstanding child support. Steele, who is expected to earn $570,000 for the 2014 season, then allegedly called Smith and told her he would not pay any amount at all and would see her in court. I have an outstanding medical bill for Leah for an ambulance for her, Smith said in her declaration. I've been unable to pay the ambulance bill and it is not covered under insurance. If I were receiving child support for Leah, I would be able to pay this bill, but since Leah's father is refusing to provide child support, I'm unable to pay the bill for the ambulance.
I
got so many questions. Yeah. What was she doing before this child? How was she getting around?
Mm-hmm.
Ambulance bills cost. I know not to ride the ambulance. Take me, Turk. You driving, take me. yes, his blood dripping all in the car. Take me to the hospital, though. Fuck that ambulance bill.
And yeah. I guess for me,
because this is how broke people live every day. That's society. Like they collect these hospital bills and things like that. That's why, Obamacare was important because you wanted to cut down all these extra bills and nonsense things like that. People have health insurance, but like, goddamn, like when has she has to realize at some point she has to function and live life as though he's not going to contribute. And then at that point, approach it with, I need representation. But all before that, what was she doing? Why was she living life like he was going to contribute and responsible for these things when he hasn't shown he's willing to take care of these responsibilities?
Well, go ahead, Karen.
And I think from my perspective, like Rod says, complex. Who knows how much they went back and forth once he got on the league? She was like, "Hey, you got money, we got money," and who knows their relationship prior to that? And he was like, "Nope, bitch, fuck you. See you in court. I'm not paying a dime." Until, who knows, he might even be fighting for full custody and just never said anything publicly.
And the child the one suffering the whole time because they can't get their shit together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It says here, Smith was Steele's longtime girlfriend, but the couple split after Leah was born in April of 2010. He is now engaged to another woman. Wonder how much that plays into it. Steele travels from Cincinnati to Delaware every week to spend time with his daughter, according to a recent profile on USA Today. A spokesman for the Bengals declined to comment Wednesday morning. Steele's agent, Drew Rosenhaus, did not respond to requests for comment. Neither did the NFL. At about 2 a.m. Wednesday morning, Steele tweeted a quote credited to Oprah Winfrey at the Daily News sports account. Truth allows you to live with integrity. Everything you do and say shows the world who you really are. Let it be the truth. This has been a tough year for the NFL, which has been under fire for, of course, sexual assault, child abuse, domestic violence, you know, the use.
Yeah, and I don't know. I guess for me, there's other ways. Mm-hmm. Yes, get your money, you know. Yes, if he owes you all that, okay. But for me, you're making a spectacle out of the whole entire situation. And to me, it's like you're making it more about you and less about your child. And I might be wrong by saying that, but to me, the focus is no longer on your child.
In 2012, he was selected by the Bengals in the second round. He said he would take a year off to be with his daughter, but he changed his mind because the NFL's health benefits will cover 100% of Leah's medical expenses. He told ESPN earlier this year the bill could reach $1 million.
I believe that.
So basically, through playing in the NFL, his health insurance has possibly given up to $1 million for his child. I see why. I'm not saying it's okay, but I can see why he would be like, are you really being petty about this fucking whatever money right now?
Right.
He extended their child's life, too.
Right, like I'm actually out here trying to help our daughter be alive, and you going to get Gloria Allred
to get him put off the team
to try to get me kicked off the NFL. Like, how is this helping our daughter at all?
Right, which means no insurance. That's why he's like, bitch, I'll see your ass in court. Because who knows, like I said, what their relationship, what caused in the breakup, how petty both sides could may have even been prior to this. And he was like, I love my child, I love my daughter, and who knows how she's responding. And it's just one of those things where he may have even told her, bitch, I'm not paying child support. Probably getting custody of my daughter, and she didn't want to hear that.
I completely understand where the Bengals were coming from when they cut me because I couldn't get football 100% right now. The Bengals were cheered by fans and the media when the team decided to offer Steele a spot on the practice squad, allowing him to continue to receive salary and health insurance from the club. He was promoted to the 53-player roster earlier in September. Leah was the star of the game when the Bengals took on Cleveland at Paul Brown Stadium November 6th. The Bengals presented a $1.3 million check, money generated by the sale of Steele's number 75 jersey, to Cincinnati's Children's Hospital for Pediatric Cancer Research during the ceremony between the first and second quarters of the game. Leah, wearing a replica of her father's jersey and a surgical mask to protect her from cold air, smiled and waved to fans from the field.
That's what I was going to say, too, because she was at that game around all types of strangers, cameramen, and all this other stuff. She could do that on the train.
Right. You wouldn't worry about her being sick then.
Now, I don't want her to have to deal with that. If he could afford it, I really would prefer this dude to do what he can for his child.
Yeah, I just think what these people, and it's easy for me to say because I haven't had to deal with it, and I get it, and I'm talking from a place of privilege. Mm-hmm. But just as an unbiased observer, it seems like you would want the mother of your child to be doing good because your child has to be there.
Right.
And you had put the pettiness aside and do what's best for Leah. And what's best for Leah probably is the mother of your child having a place to stay that's consistent, having a car that's consistent, you know, not having to worry about bills like, you know, her going to the hospital and shit. It's probably just better for your child. Like, sometimes you have to be the bigger person,
right?
Because being petty and right is still detrimental to your child. Sometimes you have to be like, this is wrong. It's rewarding her for not having a job. I do believe she could work and do all this shit. She don't want to, but this is my kid. So whatever, just long as she takes care of her responsibility. And in the meantime, try to get custody. Try to do whatever you can, but
it's a proper way to go about it.
Right,
this, right.
The proper way is not to stop paying your child support. That's just bad.
No, it's not.
Yeah, he could get an apartment or something like that. That's low rent. You know, wouldn't cost him more than $8,000, $10,000 a year. Pay the lights on it. He could do it. It's possible, but I can't dictate his finances. And it's clear without knowing all the facts, but I don't need facts to judge.
Yeah. I mean, if new information comes in, I'm totally willing to change my stance.
Yep.
I am too.
But at the end of the day, like, it's the main thing is how is it affecting your daughter? And the mom not having a car clearly affects groceries, other shit like that in the house. Her not having a stable home clearly affects long-term affects your child.
I'm happy that Devin still visits Leah in the hospital and he cares about her. I've always encouraged Devin to be involved in her life. I know that he is a good parent to her and that he loves her, but she needs and deserves both love and child support. Oh, that's so funny. She threw child in there. I thought she was going to say love and support. She's like, love and child support.
Right. Love and this motherfucking money.
Because that child support will pay for a roof.
Every parent owes that to their child. I agree with the sentiment. Like I said, I really just hope it's not I don't know. Gloria Allred just always got to take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, it's always an issue, always a problem. I want to tell everybody out there, y'all have a good and happy Thanksgiving out there, because I was about to go get my massage.
Well, we'll see you back here at 7 so we can talk to JL Covan.
We will.
All right, love you, baby.
Please, love you too. Bye-bye, Justin.
I love you too, Karen. I love you too, Rod.
Nah.
You don't never love me.
Come on, man.
No, you don't get that same love.
Enough love around here, right? But, got to be two grown men in the room by ourselves. RG3 got benched. The Redskins gonna start Colt McCoy.
Shit.
Nigga, what?
Hey, man.
Hey, man. I was already upset about Ferguson, but this is just them doing a touchdown celebration on black people.
But it's like you said, he broke and he wouldn't shut up in the media. And that's what caused it, man.
It's Colt McCoy, though. Do we really, when do you ever look to the future and go, don't worry, we got Colt McCoy. We'll be fine.
He did win one game. How many RG3 won this year?
I don't know. It's gotta be one. Gotta be one.
Right. So, I mean, in this coach eyes, they won the same amount. So why not try something different?
So you on board with this? I'm just asking. We haven't talked for the record, for the audience. Me and Justin haven't talked about this. He didn't even know he was benched until just now.
Now, I don't care who they play, as long as the goal is to win the games. And if he feel like they can win with Colt McCoy, then I'm all for it.
How do you feel? You feel like y'all can win with Colt McCoy?
I feel like yes. But here's why. I feel like the team like Colt McCoy better. I'm not saying he's a better player, but if the team play better because Colt out there, then you got a better chance at winning.
Is it because of the braids?
That has a factor to do with ownership and the coach. The coach don't like them braids. Mm. But his braids are safe, so he don't look as threatening. So they ain't worried about him coming in the locker room having a problem with being benched.
Yeah.
You couldn't bench Marshawn Lynch. Two different types of braids. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, we did find out. Our girl Maine Shaw on Twitter told us that the difference is his braids is pre-permed. Didn't know that.
Yeah, was it Maine Shaw?
Was it somebody else? Did I fuck it up?
Yeah.
Let me go back and look it up.
It's our girl in the D.C. area.
All right.
She used to go by Swaggy P.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me look her up real quick.
Well, her sexy self.
It's Miss Holiday.
Yes.
_ Miss Holiday. Swaggy P. Mm-hmm. She hit us up and let us know that he got them pre-perm braids. And,
that's why he has me looking different.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, she's sexy.
Oh, yeah. I did see the picture just now. She got the leopard print leotards on.
She's sexy.
Hello. she hit us up and said his braids is pre-perm.
Look, now that Karen gone.
As opposed to, was here.
Hey, babe.
But she was here, man. Come on now.
It's just like she bought for hours.
Karen understand. Although she will be like, make sure you get some money off of her because she trying to prostitute me out, man. Where's the love?
Karen is about winning.
Can't you just be jealous?
Nope. She about winning.
She be like, nah, just make sure the rent is paid. And then you can do whatever you need to do. Colt McCoy about to take over that spot. You know what did it for him? That interview.
Yep. The last one. I'm just going to focus on San Francisco.
No. No. That's what did it for RG3 that got him off of starting. I'm talking about Colt McCoy.
Oh.
Like all shucks interview that he did after Monday Night Football when they won that game.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. He won on the big stage.
That PR dude came over and was like, no means no or whatever.
Oh, and he snatched him and told him to break his ass over to the locker room.
Yeah. Like that was the thing they got him, dude. It was like his interview was so like, all shucks, golly gosh, I can't believe this is happening. It's not my team. I'm just doing the best I can, blibbity blue blue. And all you could see was RG3 losing his job. You know, it's so funny because RG3 was so happy when this dude came in. Remember?
He thought it's not Kirk.
He was like, see, how does it feel, Kirk? Now I want to see a gif of Kirk being like, how does it feel to you, bitch?
Hey, Kirk in the weight room just working out, doing his usual routine. Because it can't get no worse for Kirk Cousins. Nope. He already knew he was going to be a backup, and he'll continue to be a backup somewhere. Yep. But Robert will go, he'll just be out the lead. You know what I mean?
Yep. Oh, man. So, yeah, he said the Redskins are 0-3 since Griffin returned from ankle injury. Remember how excited they were to have him back? Think about this, though.
They or he was excited?
No, the Redskins were excited to have him back because Kirk Cousins had been playing like shit. So think about this, though. The picks that they made for Kirk Cousins and RG3 in that draft, like right back to back or whatever, them high ass draft picks.
Yep.
They down to Colt McCoy. They are down to Colt McCoy. Not to mention the draft picks they gave away.
And the thing is, they blaming Shanahan for breaking Robert.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like he broke Robert. And he kind of did. He broke his new toy. But yeah, I don't care either way. You was like, nope, they got to get rid of Kirk. I was like, no, you keep whoever you can that's going to make the team better. Fuck his feelings.
RG3 is 4-14 as a starter since 2013.
Mm-hmm.
He struggled in an attempt to transform into a traditional pocket passer. Gruden said Griffin just needs a little more time to master the team's offensive scheme. He said Griffin will serve as the number two quarterback on Sunday. He wasn't happy, nor would I expect him to be happy.
Yep.
Gruden has been candid about Griffin's development and was particularly brutal a week ago, citing fundamental flaws after an abysmal performance in a 20-point loss to Tampa Bay. Griffin played a little better in the 17-13 defeat against San Francisco 49ers, but Gruden afterward hinted at a possible change, saying Griffin's 106 yards passing is unheard of in this day and age with the receivers we have. We have to figure something out.
Hey, that's some real talk for your ass right there.
I agree with him. I think it's weird to see a coach openly criticize his quarterback like this, and maybe this speaks to his youth, because you normally don't see that in the NFL.
Yeah,
like you support him in public, then in private you like, dude, you're not starting next week.
Yeah, you just bench him and keep it going.
Look at Rex Ryan. He's had two of the most abysmal performances this season from quarterbacks.
Three the last 2 years.
And still hasn't come out and been like, nah, man, he's terrible. We got to even when he switched from Sanchez, it was on some like, Sanchez is great. It's not his fault. It's bigger than him. Behind the scenes, hey, Gino, you got to start.
Yep, Sanchez, you're a buck-ass bitch.
Yeah.
This butt fumble will follow you at infamy forever.
So, like, I don't trust Gruden.
But the thing is, too, man, I think he did that because he's between a rock and a hard place between ownership and Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the way I think he had to do that to say, look, owner, Daniel, you know, this is what has to be done, and this is the only way to keep Dan off his back.
Mm-hmm.
But he got to win. He still got to win.
Yeah, RG3 is Dan's boy.
But now let me ask you this, though. Would you make that change this late in the year, or would you be like, look, you know what? It's week. We only got a few weeks left. We're just going to go ahead and roll the dice and see if he can make any progressions for next year. Because that's really what you're training for.
Honestly, right? As a coach, you don't have the luxury of thinking about next year. So I get why he would do it immediately, because you're always saving your job. Like, you could end up being a one-year head coach. That being said, I personally think it's better for the team to let RG3 play.
Yep.
I just think, like, because honestly, if he's not the future, you don't have a future at quarterback, and you need to go get one. So if this isn't an admission of we're done with this shit, RG3 will never start another game for the Redskins. If this isn't that, then y'all are fucking up.
And I think just the end of his contract too, isn't it?
I have no idea.
Because this is third year. Mm-hmm. Or is that basketball where it's your rookie is them 3 year contracts?
Don't give me the line, bro.
Man, he went from sugar to shit real fast.
Mm-hmm.
What you think on Donovan McNabb when he saw this report? Someone laughing in his goddamn recliner. You know what I'm saying? Looking at his phone, deciding if he should take his name off the unblock or not.
Yeah, sitting around like, yeah, isn't this hilarious?
Mm-hmm. His wife said, well, baby, is that the same young man that you tried to call and reach out to when he was like, fuck pops?
Yeah, he just drinking. baby, can you pour me another scotch? I'm gonna watch. Baby, you watching the Redskins game on replay again? you know, I record it every week, baby. You know, just pass me another scotch.
Hey, man.
It's Tuesday. You've been watching that game since Sunday.
McNabb feeling so good right now. And Robert, I don't even know if Robert still has truly realized he should reach out to McNabb.
He signed through 2015 at a modest $3.2 million.
Oh, well, they got him for the cheap then.
They have a team option contract extension that would keep him there till 2016, but they'd have to pay him $18.4 million guaranteed.
Shit. I hope you've been saving them endorsement checks, bro.
You will never see that money in your life. Oh my God.
Well, I don't take joy out of you losing money. I take joy out of you losing this motherfucking money right now, the situation you in.
18 mil?
He'll never see that, man.
Nigga, I know they look at that contract and they just all start laughing.
It's funny to me too.
Yeah. All you think coming in, yeah, let's talk about my contract. Oh, for what? Yeah, you know, I just feel like, you know, I'm on the right path and we could just spend the next 2 years, you know, getting back to where I was my first year. I feel like we'll be on the right track. Yeah, we'll talk about that when that happens.
You know, the best he could hope for is a restructured contract. Mm-hmm. And he take that money, that 18 mil, and change it to like four, and they'll keep him for them 2 extra years then.
Well, here's the thing. They have to decide about his extension by May 2015.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He need to go ahead and start at the end of the season, restructure it, and take that off, because he'll never see that money. And he'll potentially not even be in the lead.
Mm-hmm.
He might fuck around. Last week might have been his last game in the NFL.
Yeah.
Because out of his sample size, what other team do you say I'll play with Robert Griffin III and we can win? Like, you think the Jets, but they seen this experiment already.
No, I don't think any team. I don't think I think RG3 is broken and done. And I don't think he'll ever be back the way he was his first year in the league.
That's sad too, man.
Yeah, which was great. I thought he was so good. Remember, I argued with Steve that day for a long time about RG3. Like, I was like, this dude got potential. Yep. You know, I was like, I think he runs too much, but if he can learn to, like, slow his ass down a little bit, he'll be fine.
Never learned to slide.
Yeah, I would cover this Jets thing, but we already covered that.
Yeah, I just really wish, at minimum, he needs to call McNabb for now a life after football.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Start working on that.
Yeah. What kind of shit can I say in the booth? Well, first of all, you're going to cut them goddamn dreads.
Braids.
Yeah. You're not going to come in with them braids.
Your perm braids.
Yeah. I don't know. You think you fucking Aaron, what's LeVar Arrington or some shit?
With his dyed on the side.
Yeah. This ain't that, dog.
You still haven't seen him on that NFL network. In the morning, have you?
Yeah, I have.
Should be died on the side.
Died on the side.
He still got the nerve to say
he ain't using that. He tried to say he not using that Beijing.
Yep.
Oh, this nigga lying like shit.
Hey, remember Halloween? I didn't use any white face.
Yeah. Yo, he be lying like a motherfucker now. Think about it.
You can't trust him, man.
Yeah, he don't. Maybe he colorblind. Like, oh, that's makeup. That's what that is. Where is this NFL AM? Yeah, let me I'll put his picture in the chat for y'all so y'all can see what his dreads working with now. But yeah, I was actually surprised to see that big ass nigga on my TV, man.
All corny as shit in the mornings.
Yeah, like I like him though. Like I like that he big and corny, man. Like all black people don't need to be alike. Like he like a big ass, scary, intimidating dude. But then when he be talking, he be like, you know, good, yeah.
You were like, you feel like I could beat him.
Yeah. I even know you couldn't. Like
he You could.
Nah.
Because he don't want to fight.
Nah. He would fuck you up. You don't make it through the NFL without the willingness to bash another man's head in on a moment's notice. I would never. You would
safe,
never,
man.
You would never catch
he's
me
safe for the Tiger Woods.
Nah.
He's safe for the Tiger Woods.
If he ever hears this, man, just know Rod is on your side. I do not agree with Justin at all. I know you would fuck a nigga up without even thinking about it.
Prove me wrong.
Yeah, he probably done bit somebody.
Fight one of your co-hosts. Prove me wrong. Because they be talking shit to LeVar every morning.
He be letting it slide because he good. He probably don't even... He probably one of the people you don't even know he mad until you already off the ground levitating.
See, I don't imagine him like that dude we watched that football clip where he body slammed that kid in the basketball gym.
Yeah, I don't think he do all them histrionics either, but that don't mean he won't fuck you up. Like, you know, I feel like he's a good dude, but you know, you can still catch that ass with him because he been through so much.
One shot to the knees, LeVar. I forgot about your motorcycle accident that you had riding on the day before a game.
Everybody's so tough on Twitter.
I ain't on Twitter.
Yeah, you is. This might as well be Twitter.
And LeVar, I will headbutt, bite, whatever. It don't matter. I fight to win.
I might release this show to the public. I'm just going to let everybody hear this one. Like, all y'all, spread the word at LeVar Harrington on Twitter. Listen to this episode.
The big ass goofy thugs. He don't know how to work his phone to get to Twitter.
Why you hate him so much?
Because he lied about whiteface.
He didn't do that to you.
And he stole money from Washington for years.
Oh, God.
He stole money from Washington for years.
It's a personal
video. Him, Dante Hall. Bums, man. Bums.
You mean D'Angelo?
D'Angelo, yes. That dude. Thank you.
Oh,
I was so happy when they traded him to Denver. They was like, I can't believe they let him go. What? Please, thank you. Then LeVar had a nerve. Like, then he went to the Giants of all teams in the division. Come on, son.
This is the pettiest I ever heard you be, man.
Come on, son.
But you was talking shit when y'all got Deshaun from us. Like, you was all for that?
I'm all for people leaving y'all teams
so
coming to us.
He your man, though.
It's just like when Damon left Boston and came to the Yankees. I'm all for that.
Man, you petty, dog. Oh, God. You can never talk about Jordan's speech again. This is the pettiest you ever been, man.
But you know I was petty.
He just want to be a big-ass happy Negro on TV, man. Let him be happy, dog. I like that.
You had to know I was petty from Saturday when we was at the gym.
I know you was petty your whole life, but still. this is the worst.
People I don't like, man, you can get all this pettiness. If we cool, I'm never petty towards you. But we ain't cool, you get all this pettiness.
And apologize.
I save it just for them. You was like, who was that? Ray was like, so did you elbow him on purpose?
Yeah.
Or one of y'all asked that.
No, I said it. And then you was like, you just paused for a second. And before you could answer, Ray was like, nah, he ain't supposed to do it. I was like, he probably did. I was like, he didn't answer that too smooth.
I was like, I'm not saying I didn't do it on purpose.
Right. I was like, you know, Justin didn't do it. He would have just said I didn't do it. Jeffrey Taylor, speaking of hitting people on purpose.
By the way, your transition game is the best, sir.
Thanks, man. He apologized and said that even though the NFLPA wants him to, he will not contest his suspension of 24 games from the regular season for domestic violence.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
And in a way, it's the smartest move because you're halfway there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? Just wait.
And why create waves against a system that really he could be out of the league?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They could just be like, you know what, Jeffrey, just don't even come back. And he on the team that'll do it.
Not just that. Adam Silver has actually been more reasonable than Roger Goodell.
Yep.
Roger Goodell would have panicked and been like, oh, you out for the whole year. I mean, we'll pay you, but just don't come back. Don't show up to no games. And Adam Silver was like 24 games. The NFLPA will think it's too harsh. Most fans will think it's fair. Players will think it's too harsh. And the owners and stuff will be like, that's just right or whatever. Yeah.
The other thing too, man, this will extend his value. as a player, because he can ball. Mm-hmm. When he does come back, I think he's going to help the Hornets tremendously. And he'll be able to show for a quarter of the season, y'all didn't need me.
Right.
Y'all needed me.
The Hornets four addressed the media on Monday and said he takes full responsibility for his actions and deemed NBA Commissioner Adam Silver's punishment appropriate.
They got to his mama too, man.
They what?
They got to his mama.
What you mean?
They told his mama that about what he did, and when he talked to his mama,
she was like, "Boy, you better not."
Yeah, she was like, "Boy, you better take whatever consequence you get. Mm-hmm. Shut your mouth, because you wrong. You out here putting your hands on these women. I did not raise you like that."
But Mama Michelle Roberts said that we could get some games off if I just fight. No, oh, okay.
You talking back to me?
Yeah, boy. What did I say?
She don't even call him Jeffrey.
Yeah,
Jeff.
Now go and get me a pack of Virginia Slims.
Jeff, are you talking back to me?
Now run to the store and get me a Pepsi, some Virginia Slims, and some Fritos.
And don't forget my numbers.
Don't, boy, come in here talking about some, I hit it. Boy, I hit you.
It got to his mama. Mm-hmm. Somebody definitely talked to his mama.
Pass me that shit. You know, they always got, black mamas in the kitchen always got some shit you supposed to pass them. Mm-hmm. Passing that shit.
Give me my Crown Royal bag.
Yeah. Passing that prep reaper over here talking about some goddamn. No. They always got to talk to themselves too after they cut you.
Now, no disrespect to you or your mama, Jeffrey. Yeah. Cause you are here in Charlotte and we know you are known to use them hands. Yeah. And not for good. And the why we ball at cats do cut to the wild life.
Yeah. I don't want and he ain't got nothing to do for like another month.
Yo,
we fuck actually, around and be seeing this dude in January talking about some, so I listen to the show.
He might show up at the tournament next week.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but all jokes aside, we saying you did the smart thing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying somebody got the mama and she making you do the smart thing.
Either his PR people are good or, you know, there is this third possibility. He really is sorry. Mm-hmm. And I hope it's the third, honestly, man. Cause like, reading his charges, it was stupid. It was just like, nigga, did you read a paper this morning? Because domestic violence is on the outs. Yeah, it's trending down. You know, like, it's getting down, folks.
Why would you invest in this stock?
It's plummeting.
Why are you going to the bank and transferring funds to invest?
Right.
Extra money.
You going to put it all in domestic violence. Put it all. I want to put all my savings into domestic violence. Taylor apologized to the Hornets organization, his teammates, and the woman whom he assaulted at a hotel in East Lansing, Michigan in September. Taylor said he has met with general manager Rich Cho and addressed his teammates, but has not spoken with the owner, Michael Jordan, because Michael Jordan doesn't speak to niggers. The 25-year-old.
The facts.
No niggers. The 25-year-old Taylor said he's genuinely sorry for everything that happened. The NBA Players Association last week called the suspension excessive and said it would support an appeal by Taylor. Taylor chose not to appeal the suspension, which will cost him nearly $200,000 of his $915,000 salary. My actions were wrong, and I don't care to appeal a decision that was based off of my actions being wrong, Taylor said. So I respect the league's decision on the suspension, and I will take all the necessary steps to make sure nothing like that ever happens again.
Now, he better than me.
Mm-hmm. You would have got your money.
I'd have been the fuck out of that. Mm-hmm. How much you lose again? $200,000. I'm appealing that. Otherwise, I got to make that up by 1-on-1 games at the Y playing for money. Something like we got. Like I can't just be sitting around not getting them checks. Mm. Especially when I got the Players Association backing me, and she seemed like she'll get me my money.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think her name, Michelle.
Michelle Roberts. It's gotta be a hell of a temptation to sue. Cause everybody got your back. Like, man, you can get some of this money back.
Yeah, like and you missing the game.
Everybody would have understood if he wanted his money back. But he had to be like the bigger man about it and be like, nah, I'm just gonna sit this one out, Playboy. Y'all got it. Y'all, you know, I fucked up, man. I shouldn't have fucked up. While the suspension is significantly longer than the prior suspensions for incidents of domestic violence by NBA players, it is appropriate in light of Mr. Taylor's conduct, the need to deter similar conduct going forward, and the evolving social consensus with which we fully concur. The professional sports leagues like the NBA must respond to such incidents in a more rigorous way, Silver said in a release last week. he's eligible to play again December 17th against Phoenix. It's gonna be weird if you go to that game. You think people are gonna be like, yeah, woo, we back?
Of course they're gonna cheer for him. The home team.
That's gonna be weird. That'll be weird, right?
Not for me, because he went through the system. He even took extra games, it sounds like. It sounds like he's giving himself more punitive consequences.
I don't know. I couldn't. If I was at the game, I couldn't be like, yes!
Now, if his woman was there, the one that the victim was there, then I might will feel awkward.
She might watch it on TV.
But
I don't know, dog. I just wouldn't feel comfortable being like, oh, I'm so glad you back after that domestic violence incident. Oh, so good.
It's because he went through the system, and you know, I feel like she may or may not be happy with his consequences, but there was some type of consequence. So she gets some type of closure from it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. I get what you're saying.
Now, if she came out in a statement later and said he ain't shit, he hasn't learned from this, he's still with my ass, or like this is not a one time thing, like he like y'all don't know him like I do, I would be like, yeah, you know what, I do feel odd cheering for this dude now.
I personally,
she hasn't come out and said anything as far as I know.
I personally couldn't just cheer him like walking out of the tunnel. Couldn't do it. Maybe if like, but like if he was in the game and he like scored a good shot or something like that, I could do it. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
So, Johnny Manziel was involved in a hotel scuffle.
Good for him. He needed a Snickers.
Not to be outdone.
He needed a Snickers.
Yeah, was it him or was it, what was the other thing he was getting called in that aerobics commercial?
Oh, they was comparing him to the, he was him.
Yeah, but he had another name.
He was dressed up as a dance instructor.
It was something John, like, or Johnny, like, such and such Johnny, or whatever. Anyway, a Browns fan who says he wanted to give Manziel a hug was struck by the rookie quarterback's entourage at a downtown hotel and was left with a swollen eye and a lip. Now, while I do think it's wrong to be hitting people and beating them up in public just for approaching you, nigga, you don't know me. You can't be hugging up on me in public. You might catch the mans. Yep. I thought that was just part of the rules.
Yeah, yo.
I play football, sir. I don't know you.
We cool and we don't hug. Why would I hug a stranger?
Hugs are for friends and you're not even a friend.
Right.
What are you doing?
He might have the Ebola. I don't know.
Right. You might shank me or some shit. Police were called to the
Metropolitan. Ask Paul Pierce about that.
Right. Police were called to the Metropolitan at the 9 where Manziel has a luxury apartment after a fight broke out at 2:25 a.m.
So he had a fight at his house.
Mm-hmm.
Sound like this dude could be a stalker.
Exactly. According to a police report, Chris Gunnos told police he was assaulted by Johnny Football and his entourage. He called him Johnny Football. The 33-year-old, oh my God, you a grown ass man. Sir, this is a kid. Johnny Manziel might be 21. What are you doing?
I think he just turned 21.
Yeah.
Because he was finally able to drink when he went to Vegas and he could actually post the pictures.
Looking up to these little kids. Sir, the 33-year-old fan said he and his girlfriend approached Manziel while waiting for an elevator. He told the popular.
Oh, damn.
First round, if he got beat up in front of this girl.
At first, he tried to show off in front of her, like, look, that's Johnny. Watch this.
Oh, Johnny Football, come give me a hug. Oh, damn. My spleen. I'm the biggest Browns fan ever. I love you. I want to give you a hug.
Oh, he's so thirsty. Get this man a Sprite.
His dick was probably hard. He was like, no, get off me.
His wife was probably like, my girlfriend was probably like, come on, baby, come on. Let's, you know what?
Please,
I want to give you some of this pussy.
Let's go to the room. You're embarrassing him, okay? Just please. Gano said he took one step towards Manziel and was punched by a man listed on the report as Dana Kirk. Gano's contends he was struck several times in the face.
They on the job, ain't they?
and pushed and attacked by a group of unidentified men who were with Menzel.
Now, President Obama needs to hire these guys for security.
Yeah.
This is the cybersecurity that he needs.
Kirk said,
you think motherfuckers will be jumping the fence then?
Nope. Catching that L from Dana Kirk? Hell no, they won't be jumping the fence.
Boy, they feet hit the ground.
Hey, President.
They catch your uppercuts.
President Obama, hey, they sent me to deliver the car. Oh, my face. Oh, I got a badge. Kirk said Gano's tried to assault Manziel and he defended the 2012 Heisman Trophy winner. Gano's to say the swollen lip, right eye, and the right eye. No arrest was made. The report said the hotel manager said cameras located near the elevators may have captured the video of the dispute. TMZ will let us know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it can have all the video it want. It don't have any of the audio.
Nope.
And right now, Menzel and his team all saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck, buddy, with your civil suit, because that's what's coming next.
Nonetheless, the time of the incident is concerning to us. We continually stress to all of our players the importance of sound decision making in the effort to avoid putting themselves in these type of situations.
Yeah, at home.
We have addressed this appropriately with the player and will have no further comment at this time.
How he at home.
Right.
Like he lives there in that hotel and literally went to get something to eat. It's like the 2 o'clock in the morning Waffle House run, only he not at the Waffle House. He had a known establishment called his house.
Well, see, that's how they got you right now. See, they just got you. They just played you, Justin. They didn't say what they said to him. They probably was like, good job.
I don't even need them to publish statements that they talked to me.
Nah, they have to do that. They have to do that because the media is going to ask, well, what are you going to do with the new conduct policy, blah, blah, blah. It's like, look, we have talked to him. We told him, you know, make good decision making, avoid putting yourself in bad situations. We addressed it with him. We will not talk about it again. What does that mean? When they get back in the room, they close the door. They go, oh, Johnny. So then, like, well, did you hit him like this? Or you hit him like this? He's like, oh, no, I hit him like this.
Mm-hmm. I hope Johnny didn't get a kick in, like, after the team got their dude down.
Yeah.
I just hope Johnny didn't get one kick in.
Spit on him.
Yep.
Manziel's agent.
Fucking with the money team.
Yeah. Manziel's agent, Eric Burkhart, disputed Gano's account. Johnny and his roommate had been out to dinner earlier in the evening when Johnny's mother, who was staying with him this week, There was no entourage. Johnny and his roommate were trying to get to the apartment elevator at his home when they were accosted by a very aggressive man and his associates. It was an unfortunate situation. He immediately let Ray Farmer and the team know what happened. Brown's coach Mike Pettine said he had spoken with Manziel about the incident and the quarterback did not break any team rules. Pettine did not divulge any details of his meet with Manziel. It was a conversation between the coach and the player. He had not seen video of the altercation. So
that dude called a two piece with some extra biscuits. He got two fixings.
Hey, who you believe, Manziel or the dude?
I'm gonna go with Manziel.
Yeah, I think I believe Johnny too.
Yeah, you out here with your woman trying to stunt, get autographs and hugs and shit, dapping up Manziel, licking your fingers. Mm-hmm. After you just finish your meal too.
Yeah, he sound thirsty as shit. Even his versions of events could get you punched, and I'd be okay with it.
Right.
I just wanted to hug a grown ass man I don't know, and you got knocked the fuck out. Don't do that.
You know we've played ball with several people that's NFL or NBA. Mm-hmm. I've never seen you be like, oh shit, my nizzle, right. My nizzle. Mm-hmm. Hey, hug my neck. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
No, it's just like, oh shit, y'all got necks or not. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Come over here and hug me.
Yeah.
No, nigga.
Yeah, we do. If anything, we gonna joke them. Right. But not them, but joke with them. Like with, right. Mike the other day.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of soft ass dudes getting knocked out all the time, mm-hmm. Derrick Rose, his coach getting tired of his shit, man.
Now, what does he fall on the color spectrum?
Light skin. Definitely light skin.
Shit, I knew he was going to give him to us.
Come on, man. You knew. That's why you asked, because you knew.
I was going to put him in the middle.
Nah, you didn't want to claim him, so you tried to think of a way out of it. He light skin. It's cool. Yeah, apparently he hurt again. He left the game after missing the previous four games because of a hamstring. He returned, but then he ended up leaving again early. But he said it wasn't his hamstring this time. It was something else. He played like 10 minutes.
Did the doctors and the GM not talk before they extended that contract, gave him that money? Did they not have a if I'm the owner, I got to be mad as shit right now at somebody.
Pay them doctors all that money just so you can ignore them.
somebody get fired off this, man.
Mm-hmm. I guarantee the doctors told him. They're just like, nah, man, we just need him. He's a star. What if he is healthy?
Yeah, but he got weak bone structure.
Joakim Noah missed a game too last night. I wonder if he's gonna be like Derrick Rose, try to act like that. Oh man, it's crazy how we both be hurt. Ain't this crazy, man? Wow, you know how it is.
Joakim don't even talk to him.
Joakim be like, man, don't touch me, dog.
Joakim don't talk to him.
Yeah,
all the time they probably can, if Derrick Rose smoked weed, I would say they might hang out. But yeah. Derrick don't strike me as the type that if he buy weed. It's his weed and he not sharing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the type of dude he strike me as.
Yeah, he don't want to have LeBron on the team. So, you know what that is.
He ain't want LeBron or Melo.
Insecure, man.
I'm shocked Powell signed, though.
I'm shocked Joakim Noah staying.
How this working out with Powell? He getting all the rebounds y'all thought he was going to get?
Right. He was hurt the other day, too.
Hitting them long range twos y'all thought he was going to hit?
Mm-hmm. You know, it was funny, though, because he was fine before Luau Deng gave him the Ebola, man. That team ain't been healthy since, man.
Ever since he came back.
Mm-hmm. If you think about it.
They should have kept Nate Robinson. Is he still in the league?
Don't give me the line. No, he got hurt. Remember, he's out for the season, but he's in the league. Tiger Woods hired a swing consultant. Finally broke down and did it. He finally broke down and did it. Went and hired him a swing consultant. Ain't his old man, though.
Did he hire that first dude he let go?
Nope, ain't his old dude. He went and got Chris Como to work with him on the swing. Happy to have Chris Como consulting and work with me on my swing. I'm excited to be back competing.
You might come out a little cheaper, Tiger. You just go back to Denny's and get you a stable full of chicks.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why you're avoiding the obvious. I mean, the big white elephants in the room.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper too. Mm-hmm. Like a meal at Denny's, swing coach.
Yeah,
meal at Denny's and you get nourishment.
I'm shocked you won't just do that.
Get you an endorsement too while you're at it, Tiger. Like you think Denny's won't pay you to come to that restaurant?
Finally got off that pride, man. So apparently this dude Chris Como has been named as Golf Digest is one of the best young teachers.
Did he also get a back specialist to work on his back too? Because that's the other issue.
Probably.
I mean, that's the bigger problem.
Well, you know, when you're not working out all that racial tension on these big white women, you know, your back game bound to mess up.
That's what was back out trying to pick the women up.
Nah, that's probably what was keeping them healthy. Getting all that racial frustration out of them. You're like, take this dick, bitch.
take it.
Suck my cock. You know you say cock. Take my big black cock. Oh, yeah. That's what I like.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to the knife hole now.
I'm going to need my putter for this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We get to do the back nine? Awesome.
Awesome.
My cock's going to fit in that tight hole.
After he comes, he's like, four. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Tiger Woods trying to fuck. It's hilarious.
No disrespect.
No disrespect. Speaking of no disrespect, Richard Sherman mocked the NFL with brilliant press conference performance.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. He's supported by Beats. Beats by Dre. So he put out a cardboard cutout of Doug Baldwin. Okay. Man, why is it so quiet?
What about the busy offseason?
You got to start that over.
Oh, man, it's been incredible. You know, we've done a lot of things. We've got a lot of things. You know, the other day, Marshawn Lynch got fined $100,000. Did you know that? $100,000. And it's like, they wouldn't even pay him $100,000 if he had talked. If he had spoken. Do you think they would have paid him
$100,000? No, they sure wouldn't have.
Jeez, but you know who does pay me a lot of money? Beats by Dre, the wonderful headphones that I wear.
I like those headphones. They,
but the league doesn't let me say anything about them. Doug, why is that?
I don't know. Sounds kind of hypocritical to me.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit hypocritical. It seems like we're in a league where they say, players, you know, you don't endorse any alcohol. Please don't endorse alcohol. No DUIs, please. But yet, a beer sponsor is their biggest sponsor. Doug, how do you feel about that?
Oh, like I said, sounds very hypocritical.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's very, very interesting. It's crazy, but, you know, in this off season, you have a good time. You know, you get to wear Neff shades. You get to wear Neff beanies. You get to eat some Campbell soup. My girl was sick this week. She got some Campbell soup in her, and, you know, that's always good. So, kids, when you get sick, make sure you get your Campbell soup in you. It's always a great deal. Very, very healthy. Very good for you. Chicken noodle soup around this time. It's flu season.
Speaking of health, how do you feel about the NFL making you play 2 games in 5 days?
Oh, my God. Jeez. I almost didn't realize that because they've been talking about player safety so much, and it's like 2 games in 5 days doesn't seem like you care about player safety, but it's, you know, it's a little bit much for me. But, Doug, you look pretty healthy. You look like you're having a good time. You look like you've been eating good. What kind of sandwiches have you been having?
You know, I like to eat fresh, so I eat my Subway. And then I also love to wash my Subway down with a bottle of Martinelli's.
Oh, my God, Martinelli's.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great beverage. It's fun, you know. It's fun to use your time in the NFL to speak about something you care about, right? Right? Because then you don't get fined $100,000. You don't get fined at all for this. This is how they want us to talk, right? This is what they want us to do. They want us to advertise, right, Doug?
Sounds about right to me.
All right. Got to make some money. Got to not get fined. Anybody got any questions?
Nope, I don't think so.
All right.
Have a good day.
Yo.
Hey, that was pretty good.
Doug Baldwin, real as hell, man.
Yeah, he really
sat
is.
Back behind the cardboard cutout the whole time, never showing his face, but still talking.
Yeah, that's pretty smart, man, what they did. Now, somebody did point out that the NFL sponsorships go into the salary cap, so players do get some of the money that the NFL gets from sponsorships. But they was also trying to hate and undermine the main point, which is that the NFL is hypocritical about like their sponsorship deals and shit. And they won't let players individually sponsor alcohol, but then they will sponsor it as a league.
Mm-hmm. Budweiser.
Yeah, that's fucked up. And it's funny what they now I do think the finding somebody for not talking to the press is funny. I mean is okay.
But he did talk.
No, he's talking about the week before where he didn't talk at all. Not the one where he just said a couple words.
Oh, okay.
You don't get fined for that. But I do think that was funny, man. But there was one thing about it that was kind of like, that was the best, which is that they were talking about their sponsors.
Yep, and the whole time.
And I love, that's the part that I love, is just how they kept it on like, yeah, I might have a sandwich from Subway. Watch like that's what was dope, man. So
good. They went and got that cardboard cut out. It made it so good.
Yeah, see.
Why didn't Richard Sherman have a cardboard cut out? Just 2 cardboard cutouts of the talking.
Yeah, it would have been dope if Percy Harvin would have still been there. He could have been the person to do that.
They should have had Marshawn just standing there. Marshawn, you have anything to say?
Yeah.
No? Okay.
Let's see. Zimmer, who is the coach for the I think the Vikings, if I'm not mistaken. Coach Mike Zimmer. He thinks Adrian Peterson will return to the Vikings next year. What he's reinstated.
Sound confident for a man that don't have a leg to stand on.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, can Adrian Peterson go anywhere he wants next year?
Yep. And if I was him, I think I would really be upset with the Vikings because they held him out without having to for most of the season anyway.
They didn't have his back like the 49ers had, their team's back, their players back. Like, they got him out of there right away and never looked back.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I could see him in the 49ers too. Frank Gore, a little old.
Yeah.
but he want to go to Dallas.
He could go anywhere.
He want to go to Dallas.
Are we sure he want to go to Dallas?
I hope he
come. I know that was his favorite team growing up, but I think he's going to go. He can go anywhere.
I hope he come to Washington.
Yeah, I think he should go to Washington and waste his rest of his career, too.
Yep. But could you see him in Philly? Him and Shady McCoy? You think he'll work out?
No, I don't. We don't need him. No offense to Adrian Peterson, but I wish they would spend the money somewhere else. Maybe get us a real quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But he could go anywhere, though. I mean, just for the record, if he said he wanted to go to Philly, they just would get rid of LeSean McCoy.
He traded.
Like, he that good. Like, he pretty, like, there might be four or five teams, and maybe LeSean McCoy is one of those players, but there's only a few players in the NFL where that teams would be like, sorry, Adrian.
Hey. He has a year of rest on that body, too.
Right.
You getting a fresh, angry, hadn't whooped the child's ass in a year of Adrian Peterson.
All that anger in him.
Yeah, he go to the league, the first person to try to tackle him, I feel like they arm just going to disconnect from their body.
Because he was quoted saying, maybe it's best for me to get a fresh start somewhere else.
Yep.
I mean, and honestly, why go back there?
I wouldn't.
It's Minnesota. Nobody wants to play in Minnesota.
Pick a team with a dome if that's what you need.
Yeah, go play with the Colts.
You got the Colts. You got the Saints.
Dog, fuck the Saints. If he went to the Colts, him and damn Andrew Luck, you know they got Trent Richardson.
That's a wrap. Yeah,
who was whack as shit. And then they had old ass Ahmad Bradshaw came in there and took his spot.
Man, let him come to Seattle. Where they already love to run the ball.
Right. Like they want to get rid of Marshawn Lynch anyway.
Because Indy is a passing team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
But let him go to Seattle where he wants to run. They want to run the ball.
But on a passing team, his career gets extended even more.
He doesn't care about that.
Yeah, he probably don't. You're right.
Yeah, he don't care about that.
He going to win the MVP next year. He going to win that shit, man. Yo,
if y'all got Adrian Peterson in the keeper league, I hope y'all kept him.
I do.
Keep him, bro.
I am.
Because next year, I might
give away somebody else.
Depending on where he go, and he stays healthy, I feel like they could win the Super Bowl.
I agree.
Indianapolis, if he's in Indianapolis, I don't see them not winning the Super Bowl. Green Bay, Seattle, either one of them teams. He really makes any team that already has a solid foundation. Denver, even though I don't know if Peyton would never pass on the ball. He probably would fight Peyton and be like, you going to pass me that motherfucking ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But Denver, like, they look good now. Now you put AP on them. He like Terrell Davis all over again.
Yeah. Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant could return to the team as early as Friday. Right now, I think they're 3-12 in OKC.
I think this first card and congratulations should come from the Olympic team to Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Listen, we hope you get better. You know,
right.
Hate things worked out this way for you. But we wish you the best in your NBA season.
By the way, nobody that played for us getting hurt, but okay. The only dude that got hurt for us was somebody that's always stayed hurt before, Derrick Rose.
Yep.
So everybody else seemed to be doing pretty good.
That would be so good. They would have sent him a card.
Mm-hmm.
Some flowers, gift basket.
You think 3-12 means they're out of it, like for the playoffs and everything, or you think they can come back and catch up in the West?
They can come back.
Okay.
The West is deep, but
it is deep.
They can come back. Teams like Houston, they not going. Like Dallas, you know, they could overcome teams like that.
Because somebody got to drop out teams for them to stay in, you know. Like
maybe Golden State, you know what I mean? Because I think they were, what, 7th AC last year?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll probably remain that this year. They winning despite their coach.
I don't think the Golden State's going anywhere. Like, I think they're legit. Like, I think they'll be in it. I think they'll be in it.
They
if the playoffs
definitely
start.
Take the Clippers spot.
Warriors are 11-2, so they definitely not falling off. Like that's like number one or two.
Mm-hmm. What about the Clippers?
Let me see if I can find playoff standings because this just giving me the. Give me a second, everybody. Okay, I guess I need to search actual Western Conference playoff.
Yep, but on that card that the Olympic Committee should send, they should send a group photo.
Yeah.
Like, it should be a group photo that's a card. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that'll be so good.
Yeah, just all the players.
everybody but him.
But him.
Yep.
Or maybe even with him. Remember this? Remember when you was healthy? We was just hanging out. Just waiting on this shit to load. Okay, so Memphis is 1-12-2. Golden State is 2-11-2. Portland is 3-11-3. Houston is 4-11-3. San Antonio's 9-4 in their fifth. only San Antonio.
Hey, and that's without playing the best players on the team,
right,
for major minutes.
10-5 is Dallas. 9-5 is Sacramento. Oh, that's the team you got to target.
Yeah, they gone.
The Clippers are only 8-5 and they're eighth. Wow.
They trash, man.
Such underachieving pieces of shit.
There's Cliff Paul out there.
And Phoenix is 9-6.
Mm-hmm.
So they would have to overtake the Lakers. That's right. They're below the Lakers. The Minnesota, Utah, Denver, New Orleans, Phoenix, and one playoff team to make the eighth seed.
Well, both of them being healthy, they should be able to do it because there's so many games left. Like, it's still early in the season. I know we all predicting, even with the Cavs when we joked them,
mm-hmm.
But it's still early in the season.
Mm-hmm.
Any of those last spot teams, they could easily regain their lead.
Yeah,
and they'll get half of those wins just playing teams in the East.
Mm.
But they got to both stay healthy. Durant could get hurt again
easily. Both of them could. I mean, they both had injuries.
Yep, but Durant just seemed more fragile just because he doesn't lift weights.
Cam Newton fed 800 underprivileged kids. Speaking of Durant. Cause he real skinny. He went to the Black and Blue Review, and it was a Thanksgiving jam.
Thank you. I really appreciate every single person that's here tonight. You do not know what it means to me to see this type of impact or to see these beautiful faces that I see right now.
I hope that somebody remembers this for the rest of their life. This is the annual event that I will want to do for a long time and for, you know, not only the benefits for my foundation, but the benefits to change people's lives and bring them closer to their families, because that's what Thanksgiving really is all about, you know, thanking and families coming closer together. Anytime you got kids, food, sugary, drinks, dessert, what more can you ask a kid? You know, be happy, eat food, and just have fun.
If you want to go next to Musical Chairs, make some noise!
People are always watching. People are always looking. They're trying to, critique your every move, whether on the field, you know, when you get coached up, or off the field, you know, with charitable events like this. And I'm just trying to use my influence in a positive way. The kid that has a bright future ahead, when he does make it to Stardom, hopefully he'll look at me and say, you know what, you know, Cam didn't change, Cam gave back, even though he had this, even though he had that, seemingly having a lot of things, but that didn't deter him or push him away from his community.
1, 2, 3, shoot! Scissors cuts paper every day. Happy Thanksgiving to every single person that's here, from my family to your family. Thank you so much.
Adorable. How can you hate that guy?
Hey, man, he out here winning in life.
He's such right a now. Class act, man. Such a class act, dog. He be pouting on the field. Man, fuck you. Dude is nothing but good people.
He just a big kid, too, man. Like, he just want to have fun, play with them kids, inspire them to be great in life.
Exactly. Speaking of inspiring people to be great, Nick Young is giving dating advice. Yeah, that Nick Young.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Swagger like us. No one on the corner has swagger like us.
been a while since we did this weekend Swaggy P, man. He ain't really did nothing because he ain't been playing.
But he came out. They've been winning the games he been playing in.
I know. I'm not. I mean, but that ain't nothing for the show. What are we going to. Yeah. He was shooting. Like, nah. He sat down, did a video, unwrapped your game with Nick Young. Mm-hmm.
New dating website?
Give us some dating advice. I guess he figured Steve Harvey could do it.
Why not?
Why can't I get in it?
So the story about,
Hey man, his shrug is priceless.
He's right. A fun dude, man. I would love to shoot ball with him at the gym.
Yeah, man, he'll be so good.
When me and Iggy met, I was watching.
Hold on, I'm sorry.
About, when me and Iggy met, I was watching a video of her. I think it was work, and I was like, oh man, she looks very hot. I go to my Twitter. Made her my Wednesday crush. She actually bid on it. And then I got the Mackin.
Then I got the Mackin. Oh.
Tough to say, just try to give y'all advice and find love. Love is a strong word. It's very powerful. But I'm going to give you some advice. You could try to use the Wednesday crush. Just say something funny, but you can't constantly hit them up on Twitter. If they don't respond, it's over. I try to act like I seen you somewhere, like, where I know you from. I don't think we never met. I could have swore we went to dinner or something. And then, I use my smile after that, and it's in a bag. Just act like you need help. Or help me pick out some groceries, because I don't know how to cook.
Are you picking up this game that he laying down, though, hey, Justin? Man,
the game is to be sold and not told. Help
me pick up these groceries, because I don't know how to cook.
That's how his shoes got stole. Random people in this house.
Need help. Help me pick out some groceries, because I don't know how to cook. They be like, oh, I love to cook. Oh, I love to make this. For real? I need help. I'm by myself.
Wait, this is game, because he hollering he by himself even while committed to Iggy.
Yeah.
This is great.
You telling me what his game would be? I'm guessing.
Nah, he uses
I'm
this
by
right.
myself. Boom. We just got to charm him a little bit.
I think you have to have your friends lie to you, because that's what you did, actually.
Huh?
I didn't actually speak to you online. You said you're my crush, and...
Iggy actually is there. Oh shit. She like
this. He acted like she ain't even there.
She like, this is what he did.
That's what she did, actually.
Huh?
I didn't actually speak to you online. You said you're my crush, and we have the same friends who lied to
me. Don't listen to her. Don't listen to her.
Way cooler and nicer than he actually was, enough to make
him. This is about me, Iggy. I'm the star on this one right here. This is about me. Those are my tips. Use them.
This what? Forever 21 commercial?
Yeah, the game is to be sold, not told.
Yeah, look at him. He doing it.
That's what you said, right?
It is. He doing it, too.
Yeah, he's selling it. Oh, man. That was so good, right?
I love Swaggy P, man.
Swaggy P the best, man. Like, I was so glad that they won when he came back, because I want them to win with Swaggy. Like,
yes.
I don't want it to just be Kobe by himself struggling and shit. And I want Kobe to like Swaggy.
Yep.
I feel like he only respects people that get buckets. So he like, oh, cool. Finally, somebody that can just shoot without me throwing it to him every fucking time.
Yep. And he has the confidence to feel like he can get those buckets.
Yeah. Swaggy think he better than Kobe. That's what I like about him. I mean, he not, but... That's what you need.
Yeah.
I don't want somebody on my team waiting on me to do everything for them. Nobody wants that.
Yep.
Like, I want to give you the ball and be like, all right, man, go do your thing.
Yep.
All right. And then, of course, we can't end without talking about this weekend Mamba.
I feel like we just got started.
I know. That was at 12:30. It's 3:30 now.
Damn.
Been almost 3 hours.
What time be flying by when I be having fun?
And I started at noon, so like I got a hand jammed out. All right, here we go.
La 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 la. Hey Mamba.
Hey Mamba. This one is kind of a collection of tweets from different athletes and what they had to say about Ferguson. Now, if we remember, Kobe was challenged for his take on the Trayvon Martin thing when he said that he wouldn't just put on a hoodie just because his teammates was doing it. He likes to be informed and before he takes a stance on any issues. People got mad at him. Like he was some kind of sellout or coward for wanting to be informed. meanwhile, he said stuff about Trayvon Martin and went and spoke with his parents at a fundraiser and helped, told people to stay in school and stuff.
More than just tweet about it.
Yeah. More than y'all. More than put on a hoodie and take a picture. Like actually did something about it. Okay. So some athletes, reaction on Twitter to the grand jury decision not to indict Officer Darren Wilson in the shooting death of 18-year-old Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. LeBron says, as a society, how do we do better and stop things like this from happening time after time? I'm so sorry to these families. Violence is not the answer, people. Retaliation isn't the solution as well. Hashtag prayers up to the families. Hashtag we have to do better. LeBron James also tweeted an Instagram image of Mike Brown arm in arm with Trayvon Martin. Magic Johnson said, I'm very disappointed with the decision in the Mike Brown case in Ferguson, Missouri. My thoughts and prayers are with the Brown family and the people of Ferguson. Serena says, wow, just wow, shameful. What will it take? Dwayne Wade, the Wade family's hearts and prayers go out to the Brown family. Hashtag rest in peace, Mike Brown, Dwayne Wade. I mean, that's a lot of hearts because that's a lot. You never know where his family is. It's a lot of people all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Nash said, disgusted by decision in Ferguson. Racism is learned. Accepted is systematic suffocation of education and opportunity. What are we saying, Steve Nash, on his couch?
On his couch, or is he at a resort somewhere?
Yeah.
On a golf resort.
I was going to say on his couch after a long day of golf and playing ball at the Y. Justin Tuck said, just so no one misunderstands where I'm coming from, I'm mad. Mad because a young man is dead. I don't care that he was black, white, purple. I know cops are under extreme pressure. I have family that are cops, but I'm tired of seeing stuff like this. If a black cop shot a white, unarmed young white man, I would be mad about that as well. So understand, I'm about making this world a better place. I have sons and I want them to live in a world where they don't have to worry about this crap. I'm praying for the Brown family and suffering tonight, black, white, etc. Justin Tuck. He seemed like he tried to take the race out of it. Like, hey, it doesn't matter to me what race is. Like, okay. But you do realize this happening to us more than anybody else, right?
Yeah, there's a statistical number that's set here that you can't just ignore. Right. It's not an outlier.
Right. It's okay to be more mad that it happened.
Yeah, Mike Brown is not an outlier. It's a statistical standard that's been set.
It's actually okay, Justin Tuck, for this time, okay? Sending my thoughts and prayers to the Brown family. My heart is so heavy. Hashtag our kids matter. Hashtag recipes Mike Brown for Sway Cash. Reggie Bush. Keep in mind, it's the same dude that talked about disciplining his 1-year-old daughter harshly in order to defend Adrian Peterson.
All right.
No matter who you are, what color skin you have, where you live, we are all in this together. This isn't a Ferguson problem. It's a global problem. We need change now. What happened to humanity? Hashtag justice for Mike Brown, Reggie Bush.
Can we take away his Twitter?
I don't think so. You know? And I'm not, you know, and honestly, man, that's less stupid than I thought it would be. But I do hate the old, like, I don't even see color.
Mm-hmm.
We are all the human race.
Even though he only date outside of his race.
Mm-hmm.
He see color then. I don't date you black women. Y'all too blackity black for me.
But let me tell you who the real goddamn MVP is. Oh, that's why we started this segment. Kobe Bean Bryant. The system enables young black men to be killed behind the mask of law. Hashtag Ferguson. Hashtag tipping point. Hashtag change. Kobe Bean Black Mamba Bryant. Nigga. No hold part. Like, he really didn't hold no fuck. Like, I was looking at this shit the whole time, like, Like, I was expecting some sort of, like, you know, but Republicans buy shoes too moment.
Yep.
He was like, nah, nope. Y'all killed him because he black and it don't happen to nobody else. What is it going to take?
I love it, man. It was just raw. And he didn't say anything that didn't need to be said. Like, he said it was straight to the point. Like, no, change has to happen.
Mm-hmm. And it's customary hashtags.
And he didn't even focus on race, really, but he even focused on the whole system. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not just Ferguson. Like, it's the whole system. And y'all need to fix this.
Mm-hmm.
Fix this problem. Or I will.
Yep. Or I'll take it upon myself.
Mama system.
I'm not scared to shoot. On the court or off?
Yup. Oh, that COVID don't got guys.
Well, all right, man. This has been another episode of the Blackout. Oh, wait. Of Balls D Sports. Oh, man. I'll just think. I had a Freudian slip because we're going to be doing the Blackout Tips today. Unlike any other day that we do Balls D Sports. I actually got to work again.
Yep.
You know,
the whole time we were doing the show, I was thinking about some ham.
Some ham?
Ham. Honey baked ham.
Yeah.
Thinking about some greens.
Mm, yeah.
Some mac and cheese.
Stuffing.
Not out that box.
Some stuffing. Some fresh biscuits.
Candy yams.
My mama biscuits. all right, man. We got to get out of here so I can prepare for the next show.
All right, y'all.
And I got to go get something to eat. So thanks to everybody that came out live in the chat. It was fun. Thanks to Karen for coming through as long as she could. I know she's somewhere relaxing, getting her massage on. Mm-hmm.
Be safe this holiday too, man.
Yeah, man. Don't do nothing stupid. We want all y'all to come back here and, we'll see y'all next Friday.
And don't overextend your credit.
Yeah.
Cause that TV not worth.
I've been getting them emails too, y'all. Don't do it. Best Buy writing me like an old lover. I noticed you got a lot of available credit. Yeah. Yeah. Cause I've been paying it off. I don't want none. All right, man. We'll talk to y'all later. Peace.